Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you once again to Radio Biafra live transmission, daily broadcast from London. We come to you at 7 p.m. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, that this is your radio station and I happen to be your director and your host this evening and as ever. And by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we cherish you, we love you so much, and that is why we are here. Together we are going to get Biafra. We are not going to relent on what we are doing. We are not going to back down upon the path we have chosen. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender, because this is Radio Biafra. We do not retreat, we do not surrender. We are going to get Biafra. If they will not give us Biafra, we shall fight for Biafra. And should we fight for it, and they continue to refuse giving Biafra to us, we'll all die there together. People must know that we're very, very serious. We are not relenting, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Because as I keep reminding everybody, when Frederick Lugard came to the shores of my country, he did not ask for any visa to get in. He did not go to anybody to seek permission to come into my territory. He went there, killed our people, did all he could to us, and the final insult was to take us into a contraption called Nigeria, from which it is our divine duty, divine, according to the will of God, to extricate ourselves from the zoological republic. We are not going to beg anybody for that. We are not going to plead with anybody for that. We don't need anybody's permission to get away from the zoo. And for that reason and that reason alone, we are proceeding on our march to free ourselves from bondage. I am humbled and delighted to say that we have Karamonde with us, and also Uchemefo, who happens to be a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We are hope to be joined by Barrister Mamezu later on. For understandable reasons, or should I say, for some inexplicable reason, our dear sister Chidera couldn't be with us this evening, but she'll be with us tomorrow. She has something very important to attend to. Please, Carol, start by acknowledging the wonderful presence of Biafrans in every country, in every continent of the world, please.
Welcome to everybody. Welcome to all the Biafrans, whether it's good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, because I know you're everywhere in the world. And I know from the callers that we've even had ones in the middle of the ocean. So welcome to everybody.
Thank you very much. And once again, if you wish to join us, the place you can get Radio Biafra is radiobiafra.co. That is our main website. That is where you get us. The rest are listening posts, which are people of Biafra.org, indigenous people of Biafra.org, all the WWWs, of course, and also BilierHumanRights.org. Because if you're a member of this wonderful organization called Radio Biafra Consultative Council, wherever you are in the world, you are also by virtue automatically a Bilier member. We will tell you why it is important that we have the consultative councils all over the world, and then Bilier at home itself. We will tell you why in a short while. We are also joined by Uche, as I said earlier. Please, Uche Mefo, accept the presence of our people in every country of the world, please.
Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, welcoming you to the program today. Together, we're going to make a history.
We are history-making people. Thank you very much for reminding us that this is Radio Biafra. We do not relent in what we are pursuing. Our resolve to get Biafra must not be underestimated. The people joining this very struggle every day gives me hope that Biafra is even nearer than myself am predicting. Biafra is extremely close. We can feel it. And because we can feel it, it is very handy. We are going to touch it. Biafra is with us. Today's date is the 16th of August in the year of our Lord 2013. The time is coming up to 9 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in London. Once again, I'm Namde Kanu. Karamonde is with me, and so also is Uche Mefo. We are hope to be joined by the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, will join us very, very shortly, we hope, and also Dr. Egemba later on as we proceed this evening. As you all know, some of us work in the daytime. At night time, sometimes up to 3 a.m. in the morning, we work for Biafra. Not just because we love our country, but because of the duty and obligation we owe to the 3.5 million people killed needlessly and unlawfully by all the combined forces of darkness on earth. We are the children of the light, and we are here to bring the light to the world, if they like it or not. I shall hasten to present the headlines and an accompanying news summary. Normally, it wouldn't be my intention to do so, but in the absence of Chidera, I have no choice than to double up today, both as the news reader and also present you with our analysis later on. We are reporting on this day, the 16th of August, that talk of Nigeria breakup in 2015 will not materialize. This is according to Emeka Anyaoku, a man with an Igbo name, the former Commonwealth Secretary General, will tell you this evening, because this is Radio Biafra. We analyze everything from top to bottom. We will tell you why he's saying this, and we will tell you why he even made it to be the Secretary General of the Commonwealth. We will tell you why. Because at Radio Biafra, we tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because here, Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We are whiter than white, and even whiter than snow itself. This evening, we tell you, without fear or favor, that somebody previously we used to call our dear brother, Emeka Anyaoku, is telling us that Nigeria cannot break up in 2015. In other words, he's having fun in Nigeria. We are going to tell you why. That is why when Radio Biafra is on the air, they take cover.
If you go to every corridor of power you have in the whole of Africa, and sometimes all other parts of the world, everybody who is important is now listening to Radio Biafra at this point in time. If you doubt what we are telling you, call anybody you know at Asorok. Ask them what is happening at this precise moment. They will tell you that the powers that be in the zoo are all glued to their various devices listening to Radio Biafra. Because them even come to us. They, I will say my grammar has to be correct, they even come to us for their news. Because they know here everybody receives the truth. Everybody. Apart from those who are stealing in the name of Biafra. Criminals stealing in the name of Biafra. Our second headline today is that the very bad Yoruba pastors that Radio Biafra exposed, their churches have now been shut down in the Cameroon. The president of Cameroon orders all Pentecostal churches in Cameroon to be shut. Closed down. Yoruba pastors are crying. Criminal Yoruba churches have been shut down in the Cameroon. And we'll tell you why in a short while. Because of the work that Radio Biafra did and will continue to do. Previously, nobody would discuss this very issue, but now everybody's talking about it. Because we see the truth and we give the world the opportunity to see it the same way that we do. APC, the Islamic Hausa Fulani Yoruba Party, are kicking off their grassroots mobilization in Abia, the home of the man that the Hausa Fulani people killed, General Agui Ronsi. We are also bringing you this evening that Atiku Denwa said we should prepare for political war if you want Igbo presidency, as nobody gives you power. Not Radio Biafra, not any member of our editorial board or listeners. This is from the former governor of Imo State. Atiku Denwa is today telling us that you must prepare for war if you want Igbo presidency, as nobody gives you power for free. He's an intelligent man. Maybe he's coming to his senses. Fake Chinese goods threaten the survival of made in Aba products. These are our headlines this evening. May I now please bring you the accompanying news roundup. The Yoruba marrying former Commonwealth Secretary General and principal shareholder, along with Peter Obi, in Orient Oil, the company given license by the federal government of Nigeria to drill oil in Agulere, Anambra State, Chief Emeka Anyaoku has cautioned those working towards the liberation of their various peoples in Nigeria before 2015 to have a rethink because, in his words, Nigeria will not disintegrate. However, he wants the country to be restructured into a federation of six units to firm up her unity, reduce the cost of governance, boost socioeconomic growth, and eliminate destructive competition for power at the center, which he said gives rise to the ethno-religious crisis. Anyaoku gave this explanation to Vanguard, not to Radio Biafra, because they would dare not speak to us. He said it in Lagos yesterday at the presentation of a book he called Footprints of an Iconic Diplomat, a Pictorial Biography. This was held in Lagos. He lives in Lagos. He's an Igbo man, retired diplomat. But he lives in Lagos. We'll tell you why he lives in Lagos in a short while. And why he's speaking the way he's speaking. So that after we finish dealing with these people, they will not give press interviews anymore. Unless they are supporting Biafra. Then we'll leave them alone. As long as they mention Nigeria, they are dead meat to us. Because Nigeria is a killer nation. They killed our people. They killed my people, 3.5 million of them. If you forgive them, may the good Lord have mercy on your soul. Because as long as I live, I can never forgive Nigeria for what they did to my people. If you call them your people, that's very good. You feel the same way that I feel. The sprawling criminal religious empires of frontline Yoruba pastors, such as David Oyedepo, has been dealt a blow with the closure of the Cameroonian branches of his church. Winner's Chapel was ordered shut by President Paul Biya after a 9-year-old girl collapsed and died during a prayer session in Winner's Chapel in Bamenda. An angry Biya had ordered all Pentecostal churches in Cameroon short with immediate effect, accusing them of being fake Christians. Already, 50 have been shot and about 100 are targeted. This was reported by CNN. If you go to Radio Biafra website, you see everything. The reason why we go to people to be able to pick all these things up is so that you will not say that the story was fabricated. We know the news that we want to present, and we go to other verifiable sources to make sure we extract them, so that you will not say, "Oh, is those are those Biafrans, Igbo people and the Bibio people making up the news as they go along." No, it's here. CNN reported it. If you go to the website and go to the news tab, you'll be able to read it. The newly registered Hausa Fulani Islamic Political Party, All People's Progressive Congress, APC, yesterday unveiled its game plan to massively mobilize supporters at the grassroots to ensure its candidates emerge winners at all levels in 2015. Abia State APC Mobilizer Chief Johnny Nwabisi made this disclosure during the inauguration of the Omuahia South Local Government Area Mobilization Committee of the party at Abama community. Abama is in Oloko, next to my village. Less than 4 kilometers from where Ironsi was buried. The people that killed Ironsi are floating, they have floated a political party, and they want to come to Ironsi's backyard to come and recruit people at the grassroots. We are telling all these people that they are backing up the wrong tree. APC cannot take hold or take foot in Biafran territory, especially not where Ironsi was buried. It will never happen. So we are warning this Johnny Nwabisi and the rest. Of course, we know a lot of people are hungry to have a rethink. Former Imo State Governor Chiku Udemwa has advised Ndigbo to gear up for war, as the presidency will not come on a platter of gold. I will repeat in case people are shocked as to what they are hearing. We told you with the coming of Radio Biafra, things will happen. People will begin to change their minds and see the light. Former Imo State Governor, I repeat, Achike Udemwa, has advised Ndigbo to gear up for war, as the presidency will not come on a platter of gold. The ex-governor said the agitation for a president of Igbo extraction would amount to nothing if it is not backed with commensurate political struggle. Those are his words. Political struggle. Not political party or campaigning. Political struggle. No one, this is his direct quote, Atiku Udemwa, former governor of Imo State. No one gives you power. You must demand for it and fight for it. He was speaking at Owerri. This is Atiku Udemwa. Very sadly, and in keeping with what Nigeria planned for us, when we were growing up, we used to have Made in Aba products, but not anymore. We'll tell you what is going on. The atmosphere at the zonal office of the Powerline Shoe Manufacturers Association on Afan Road in Aba was tense. It was so tense that you could slice it with a knife. A few stern-looking men sat silently inside the office as a correspondent, guided by the signpost outside their premises, entered. These men are members of the association, and a look on their faces suggested that they had come to discuss a matter of great concern to all of them. There were just 6 of them. One of them, aged between 50 and 60, told the correspondents, "Who are you and what do you want? I am sorry you bumped into us like this. This is not a good time to visit us. We are in a bad mood today. It is because we are not happy about the way things have been going on around here." Aba shoe manufacturing industry is dead, we are reporting today. They have destroyed us. What they are looking for is for their Aba shoe makers to leave the Biafran territory as usual and go to Kano to look for work, where they'll be bombed and converted, forcibly converted into Islam. Even the people who employ themselves where we come from, hardworking men and women that used to give us the Made in Abba products. Nigeria have used their political muscle to kill every economic interest we have in Biafra land. That is the news that we're bringing to you today. And before I go to Carol to come in and also to Uche Mefo to come in very briefly, we must remind you that the headline we are bringing you today is that Emeka Anyaoku, Chief Emeka Anyaoku, former Commonwealth Secretary General, who got into his position because he was married to a Yoruba woman. We told you that this is Radio Biafra. We tell you everything you need to know. We would have left Anyaoku alone had he said that his people are dying and suffering. They are being bombed to bits. Let them go home. If he advocates for Biafra, as Atiku Udenwa is now doing, we'll leave him alone. But we'll tell you what he said. This man is married to a Yoruba woman. And also, Nigeria gave him a stake in Orient Oil, for people who don't know. Orient Oil is a company owned by Peter Obi. He got all these people together. Oil was discovered in Aguleri. Discovered long time ago, even when Chibuoke Adigbo was the Senate President. Igbo political so-called heavyweights within the contraption called Nigeria decided not to drill the oil, to keep it for their children when Biafra comes. Peter Obi, being the criminal that he is, formed Orient Oil, drafted in some of these people of the Lagos, Ibadan, Abuja axis, Igbo men that live outside their land. Went to Goodluck Jonathan, as always. Political expediency, they gave them the license to go and drill oil in Aguleri. Orient Oil. The two key partners in this very venture are Peter Obi, a sitting governor who is now dabbling in oil prospecting, and Chief Emeka Anyaoku. Orient Petroleum, go and check it, because this is Radio Biafra. This man got his position by virtue of the fact that he sold his own people, married to a Yoruba woman, has been doing the bidding of Yoruba people, has never spoken out against the injustice being meted out to his own people. Now he's telling us that we are wasting our time talking about breaking Nigeria up, that Nigeria will not disintegrate. This is an Igbo man. He's somebody with an Igbo name, telling us that, telling his own people that they won't be free. Are you telling me that somebody as intelligent as Anyaoku don't know that even shoemakers in Aba are dying of hunger because their businesses have been shut down through the importation of fake cheap goods from China? That is what is happening in our place where we come from. Emeka Anyaoku, he wants to keep his Yoruba wife happy. He wants the money coming from Biafra land where he doesn't live. This man doesn't visit the village. He never goes to Biafra land. But the only time he came to Biafra land was to come and prospect for oil, to run back to Lagos and Abuja to go and live, take oil from Biafra land, impoverish our people, tell us to be in one Nigeria. And these are the so-called Igbo elites, the Igbo intelligentsia. This is intelligence. Your people are dying. The only thing you can take from them is oil. But you live in Lagos. You cannot say that your people are being bombed, being deported. He never spoke about the deportation from Lagos. What is important to Emeka Anyaoku is that we remain in one Nigeria so that his oil will be coming from Aguleri. And he can be enjoying his Yoruba wife. This is one Nigeria for you. At last, what Radio Biafra has been saying has gotten into the minds of some people. Even the Cameroonian government listens to Radio Biafra. Today, they have done what we've asked them to do. Shut down all these criminal Yoruba churches. And they have done it. They are doing it. Many more will happen. Although they will not come out openly to give Radio Biafra credit to say, it's them that started it all. Before Radio Biafra commented on this very issue, people were running, calling them men of God. Do your prophet no harm. Some useless quotation from the Bible. Do my prophet no harm. These are not prophets. These are criminals. These are rogues. Using the Bible to steal. These are the people that today in Cameroon, they are banning them and shipping them out. I wish every other person can learn from the brave people of the kingdom. Oh, you antichrist! You're closing down the church of God. We are closing down the gathering of the worshippers of Satan. You people are bad, evil people. We congratulate the Cameroonian people, and hopefully the work that we are doing in Lagos with the Biafran Church will continue in truth and honesty. The Biafran Church established in Lagos must continue, because this is Radio Biafra. Everything we do is Biafra. Unapologetically, we don't have to apologize to you. If I can change my being to Biafra as I'm walking, Biafra will be exploding from my body, then so be it. I owe nobody no apologies. APC is planning to come to Uronsi's village to come and campaign at the grassroots level. We'll repeat what we told them before. If as we know, they're going to nominate T.Y. Danjuma as a Christian from the North, as the acceptable face of the North to campaign for them, if T.Y. Danjuma comes to Omaha, he will not go back alive. That's what we're telling him. You can't. The reason why you killed Igbo officers was because Nzogu killed Sardana of Sokoto. So it follows that because you killed the leader of the Igbo people in General Agu, you don't see, if you come to Omaha, he will not go back scot-free. You will die there. So we are going to warn APC. APC, in fact, will not exist. Wherever they set up office, where we come from, we will make sure that life will be very, very hard for them. Nigeria is not a democracy. Atiku Denwa has repented. He has changed from what he was before. I kept wondering, how can somebody that served Samuel Mbakwe not be able to learn from Samuel Mbakwe? This man today is telling us. I'll just give only his quote, and that will be the end of it, because those with sense, with brain, can understand. This is what Atiku Denwa said, the former governor of Imo State. No one gives you power. You must demand it. You must fight for it. Atiku Denwa, can you believe you're hearing such a thing? But of course, he's an Igbo man. And he was a great Biafran. So I was very, very disappointed when a few years ago, he ordered the army to confront members of MASOP. And there was a lot of bloodbath. He knew something then that he should have told us, that we later discovered. He should have done us a favor and come out then to say it. He would have saved a lot of lives. But he did it out of anger, because he knew those shouting Biafra were fake people. But he shouldn't have killed his own people. All the same, you bring them closer and you educate them the way we are doing. We don't hate them. We want them to repent from their sins. And what can we say about Aba people? That they are down and out. Even the remnants of the shoe sector in Aba is finished. That is the news we are presenting to you today and the accompanying analysis on this day, the 16th of August in the year of our Lord 2013. You know the number to call. Our lines will be open very shortly, but please write it down. It's +44 78 313 0837 6. I repeat, +44 78 313 0837 6. We are presenting Radio Biafra on this day, a day that Chief Emeka Anyaoku said that those of us planning to make Nigeria disintegrate by 2015, that we're wasting our time. He's an Igbo man. The wife is Yoruba. His only interest in Igbo land is oil, through Orient Petroleum that he owns with P2B. P2B was at the function. A gang of criminals. This is Radio Biafra. Uche Mefa, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please, what do you make of what you are presenting today, please?
Yeah, of course. There is no going too far, because everybody knows what is happening now. We warn everybody that the people who are holding us down, who are obstacle to Biafra restoration, are the Igbos themselves, the people who call themselves Igbos, the people who append Igbo names to themselves. And as you can see, Chief Emeka Anyaoku has been a career diplomat under the contraption called Nigeria. He's been serving Nigeria all his life. And what he said is not surprising, because like you said, he has vested interest interest that we serve him and himself alone and his friends. So it is no surprise that the only thing, the red flag we are flagging up here, is that Emeka Anyaoku is one of the Igbo, so-called Igbo saboteurs in recent times that we must all watch out for. Because if care is not taken, there will be another avenue through which the Nigerian government will make further inroads into what is remaining of us. Secondly, I think you don't know. It's unfortunate. He was the governor before in the past political dispensation, but now he's realizing that it is not possible for the North to hand over power to the East without fighting for it. This, of course, is echoing what Radio Biafra has been saying. By implication, there is no way any woman can rule Nigeria. It is not possible. I think Abubakar has confessed already that the reason why they voted or skinned Alex Okwueme out in 1999 was because they thought that he had Biafra agenda. And in fact, every man that comes to vie for presidency of Nigeria is suspected to have Biafra agenda to break up Nigeria. In the second term, therefore, any reasonable man cannot just think that any woman will rule Nigeria. In fact, Nigeria is meant for the Igbos, and by extension, other Biafrans. And this is the message that Radio Biafra has been propagating. If we all know this, if we are aware of this, if the sign has been in the horizon, if we are feeling it, if the most wicked treatment are being meted against us, we are being killed like animals on the streets of northern Nigeria, and in Lagos we are being deported, adjourned, made mockery of in the most ridiculous way, why shouldn't we think as a people? And if we continue thinking like that, that means our behavior is nothing like, it's no more like animalistic one. And that is why they're giving us animal treatment. We behave like animals because I'm only an animal. Even an animal sees when he's being in danger, will run away. An animal when sees when in danger, will always run away. But it is the Igbo man who is the last man standing in northern Nigeria and western Nigeria, who is more interested in his economic interests over and above his safety. And so, we have the likes of people who say that they are evils of northern Nigeria, even when they are being killed and massacred. And we have the people that say that they are Lagosians.
That is correct.
The environment over there. If I talk about Fashova and talk about Fanny Kalede, I also have an exception because in every madness there is element of truth there. Lagos is not a no man's land as we think. It belongs to a people. And until you realize it, Igbos must continue to wallow in under their illusion. The best decision and the wisest action to take is to head eastwards.
And that is exactly what we are going to do. Uche, if you have gone for me, let me bring in Barrister Mamezu, who is with us. Barrister, can you please acknowledge me, please, if you may?
Good evening, all my friends of Biafra. We welcome you to this edition, although I'm just logging in late, but I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We just wanted to acknowledge you. Uche, please, if you may round up for us, please, because people there is a news breaking right now. In fact, stay where you are. Uche, let us break this news to them.
courtesy of Uzoma. Uzoma is sending this to us. Uzoma Eze, his name is King Uzoma. He's writing to us via Skype. That is what we said. You can contact Radio Biafra either through Skype text, or you can text us on the phone. You can WhatsApp us. Anything you like, as long as you get your message to us, we'll be able to read that on the air. The United Kingdom Charity Commission is investigating the UK branch of David Oyedepo's Winners Chapel over alleged misappropriation of at least £16 million collected as tithe between 2008 and 2011. The Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom is reporting. You see, the UK is not like any other place. You go and get away with criminality. You will not get away with it here. The nonsense you do in the zoo, you can't do here and get away with it. The money they give as tithe in the church is not your money. It belongs to the church to do good work in the community, not to be exported to go and be used to buy private jets. Even Britain is listening to Radio Biafra every blessed day. Arguably the most powerful radio station on this earth. People, we don't have money, but people listen to us and they act. That is why we are different. Please, Carol, what would you like to say about this before I go to Bertie Mamizu?
Yes, I think that God is giving us a voice. If now that the Britain has convicted, is going to prosecute these people for taking tithes. 60 million, that is a lot.
16
pounds, not naira. That's a lot of money. Anyway, back to the news tonight. Anambra State Chief Emeka, he's saying that Nigeria will not disintegrate because he's got his best interest at heart. I actually looked into Peter Obi and the Orient some time ago because the shareholders were hushed up. Do you know that the Orient oil was set up with your money? Obi in administration set that fund. It was funded by the people for them to come and put oil rigs in your state. You funded that, and now it belongs to Peter Obi and Chief Emeka. They are shareholders. Orient, try and hush up who their shareholders are. If you normally, when you have a company, you can find out who the shareholders are. Orient make a point of hiding their shareholders. Your government, your money has gone and paid for that, and Peter Obi and this Anambra State Chief Emeka are in bed together and they're owning that, and it's your money that's going to waste. Peter Obi, we talked about people that listen to Radio Biafra. Recently, some weeks ago, Mr. Kanu shouted out about the agricultural fund that was being held in the bank since 2010. Do you know that since we shouted out about that fund, we've had news in the past few weeks that that fund has started to be released. So it's quite good that we do shout these things out, that they come forward and that we start, you know, we are making it move. They think that it won't disintegrate. It already is disintegrating. It's going back to its natural components by itself. This is why they're coming out and saying now, oh, Nigeria won't dismantle. It will be 6 units. How can some one thing be 6 units? In other words, they're trying to cover up the fact that it is disintegrating. They're trying to say, oh, no, it's not. Or we'll just be 6 units. Really, it is going back to its natural components. It is breaking. It has no other choice because we cannot live the way it is. It hasn't worked. They gave us 100 years. It hasn't worked. Next year, you want to be out of there. Also, I have a question for Mr. Peter Obi, because I know that there is, you know, you talk about jobs and all these things and administrations and everything, but Peter Obi has government funding, a subsidiary fund to help employment in Anambra State. That fund is currently about, he's holding a current fund of about 2.8 billion naira. And with that fund, he's been going out and buying security vehicles and guns to arrest these young people. But why is it that the Yorubais, they fight crime in their states through jobs? Why is it that Peter Obi fights crime with these, he has to go and buy vehicles and these things? Where's all this funds going? Okay, people, think about it.
Thank you very much. We'll be asking him. Carol, you said that the farmers' funds are being released.
Yes.
After we reported it here, that the farmers' funds in Anambra are being released.
We know,
because Radio Biafra reported it now, the money belonging to farmers in Anambra State. For 3 years, they've not done anything. Now they're willing to release the funds. Why? Because Radio Biafra covered it. They know that Radio Biafra is listened to in every part of the world. Our governments are listening, including the UK government, including even the journalists in the United Kingdom. They listen to Radio Biafra. That is why today the Charity Commission
The Charity Commission is investigating Winners Chapel. What have they done? Documents submitted to the Charity Commission is showing that the parent company of Winners Chapel, £8 million rich World Mission Agency, the only donation they made last year to charitable causes in the UK is 2.6 million naira, £10,000 to Great Ormond Street Hospital, £9,000 to Christian Aid for Haiti earthquakes appeal, £2,500 to charities in the Lewisham area of London. No doubt, Yoruba places of drink and Yoruba joints. In contrast, these particular criminals, they transferred £324,000, almost £325,000, to World Headquarters in Nigeria. The money that we were telling you about before, that our people here are uselessly and hopelessly giving to Yoruba churches, is finding its way back to Lagos. When Radio Biafra talks about transmitter, you hear people say talking nonsense. Oh, who knows what they're going to do with the money? Have you asked your Yoruba pastor what he has done with your money? Have you been reasonable enough to ask yourself? You donate money in England and they take it to Lagos to go and develop Yoruba land and close our shoe factories in Aba. So we all congregate in Lagos. Anytime they like, they deport us. All of you giving your tithe into Yoruba churches, you are the ones causing our problems. You are part of the problem. If you go to a Yoruba church and give them donation and tithe, you are part of the evil plan against our people. Pastor Mamezi, are you with me?
Yes, Director. You see what we've been saying. Of course, Director, whenever you say something that is about to happen and hasn't happened, the thing you are making a false cry. Now, those false cries are becoming a reality. Investigation has started. The thing that is only us that listen and do it through Biafra is worldwide. Very, very, very soon, all of those churches around are collecting money from our people. They will be bringing them out and saying what they are doing with all the money. It's being collected. It has started here. And from here, you go back to that zoological country called Nigeria. Gradual process. We will all get there, Director. That is what we are preaching, that they have maneuvered the brains of our people, put them into a situation whereby whatever the church members say, that's what they believe. Even they will not even take instructions from their families anymore, but make a single contribution for our transmitter. We are finding it very difficult, but they are making contribution, giving it to all the Yoruba pastors for them to use it and drive the big, the best cars, private jets, automatic vehicles, those ones coming new, brand new with brand new plates. Director, we can never stop nor cease until all our cries are being heard by everybody. But most importantly, what we're after is the restoration of our beloved country, our beloved nation, Biafra. Let me hang about for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Barrister Mamezi. These people, they think that England is like Nigeria, the zoo, where you can register a charity and you're messing about, eating public money. You think you can do that nonsense in England, in this place? You go to jail. You can't try that here. You can try that nonsense in the zoo, but not in England. That is why Radio Biafra is a registered business, RBL Management Services, in England. Every year you publish your accounts. If you don't publish it, you go to prison. And you cannot fiddle your accounts because you give them the statement of the company. You give them all your sources of income as proof that what you said you collected is what you collected. They are not interested in the money. We are using it to serve the Biafran people, but they want you to account for everything. Even the English people want you to render account to them, not even to your people. That is why we are whiter than white, that this is Radio Biafra. We told you people, you thought Radio Biafra is what are they doing in London? What is the effect they have? Please go and educate the dumb people. Go and educate the illiterates. Try and make them to understand that Radio Biafra, unlike them, that place their advert in Vanguard, and in the Sun newspaper that Radio Biafra is listened to in every part of the world. Our news presentation style is unique. You won't find it anywhere else. This is unique. That is why people listen here. They are infused with the Holy Spirit and they'll keep coming back to listen for more. Everything we tell him may sound outlandish and fantastic, but it is the truth. And that truth is what is going to set us free. Because this is Radio Biafra. David Oyedepo is in serious trouble. They did not reckon with Radio Biafra. We have exposed them for who they are. Everybody is after these rogues. Did you take that money to God? Does God reside in Lagos? You say, oh, give your donation and offering. It's going to God. You took it from here to go to Lagos. Where is God living? And then in London or in Lagos? If somebody comes from Mars to have a look, where would they think that God is residing? In that dump, that overcrowded scrap heap, dustbin called Lagos, or where else? Let's go and take this call because this is our first caller of the day. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. You are the first caller, so you better sound interesting. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Germany, as you know, the Mr. Onus Rieke Nnamd.
Go ahead. The world is listening. Onus Rieke from Germany. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm so happy about yesterday what happened that the Bakasi, the Masops, are coming to recognition of their mistakes. Why I'm happy, why I decided to call you now is that I think this station is primordial queen of heaven. The truth has started coming out from those people because there is one question asking, have you participated with Masop in any political district in Nigeria? He didn't answer the question. In fact, I am congratulating this Radio Biafra. The way everything is moving smoothly. In fact, and as I can tell you now, I'm making a little bit progress here in Stuttgart, Germany. Continue with your wonderful work. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. People listen to Radio Biafra. All the high and mighty, even the lowly ones, they all listen to Radio Biafra. Because we have something that other people don't have. It's Yoku truth. That is, it's very simple. There's no magic to Radio Biafra. It is only one thing that we have, the truth. And nothing can come against it. Because it is as constant as the Northern Star. It doesn't move where it is. The same way that where we come from has not moved on its axis since creation. And we are the center of the universe. People thought it was fantastic until they went back to their old geological maps to go and understand that Biafra is indeed the center of the universe from where the sun rose for the very first time. Go and do your research, not me. Not me. That this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open, please, once again. Wonderful listeners, wherever you are, that this is Radio Biafra. The time is coming up to, I believe it is 11 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I have Karamonde with me in the studio, and also Barrister Emmanuel Jonas by secure line. We had Uchemefo previously, but of course, as always, he's very busy making sure that the technical side of Radio Biafra goes very smoothly. You know the number to call. Our Skype lines are also very open. There isn't any problem at all, but please, Carol, before we go to take another call, I don't know if Barrister Emmanuel is still with me. Barrister, are you with me?
Here.
Yes, please. We are reporting this very issue. We are reporting the issue of Emeka Anyaoku. And what we have said all the time, that it doesn't take very much for our people to forget where they come from.
Yes.
This man is telling us that we are not going to disintegrate, that we cannot go free from the zoo, that we have to remain a part of the zoo. The reason why he wants us to remain in our own part, in our own cage within this zoo, is because the wife is Yoruba and he has interest in an oil company drilling for oil, prospecting for oil in Aguleri. So the love this man has for us is Aguleri oil. His name is Emeka Anyaoku. If you see him on the road, you'll embrace him. You say, hey, uncle, come, this is an Igbo person. You don't know he's a Yoruba man answering an Igbo name. With interest in oil. Nobody can say that Emeka Anyaoku has gone to Igbo land to build anything of significance. with his clout in the Commonwealth, or that he brought in any Commonwealth institution where we come from. He lives in Lagos. He goes to Abuja. He sleeps in Abuja. People from Emeka Anyaoku's village, when was the last time he came home? His interest where we are is oil. Because of oil, they can keep killing us. Because of the oil money going into the pocket of one man and Peter Obi, they can kill us as much as they like and we remain in one Nigeria. I don't know if you agree with him.
Director, of course, I agree 100%. Remember, I said it about 4 days ago. That is, we, the Igbos, are keeping ourselves within that geological country called Nigeria. Now, you can see the reasons now. He has interest. What is that interest? Money. Oil. The one is Yoruba. And his name is Emeka Anyaoku, signifying he's an Igbo man. We are our own destroyer. We are destroying ourselves. They are the reason why we are still in geological country called Nigeria up to today. They are the reason. Each time we are lamenting, the Yorubas, the Hausas, not the Yoruba, or the Hausas holding us, is us, Igbo people, our people. The Biafrans are holding themselves. But unfortunately, Director, it's only few individuals. Few individuals cannot overrule what the majority wants. My happiness is the majority of people who want our country to separate are more. As I always say, it will always be in the hands of few minorities, few of them. If the whole country is well benefited, if the whole country is enjoying the process of Nigeria, as they put it, they too, then there won't be any clamoring of any argument of any nature, but only few people. I tell you, go to where this man lives. It's a big mansion surrounded with police and army, guiding him. But the ordinary people in the north, the Yoruba land, those who have been deported, nobody knows them. Remember that zoo, who you know, Long Leg and all the rest of it. But Director, I tell you, wasn't it 2 days ago that Goodluck was saying the same, Nigeria cannot disintegrate? Yes, of course, because he's the president. When he leaves that position, he'll start looking for where to hide. But I tell you, it's only few of them. They will not go too far. Nigeria will break coming from next year. If it lasts until 2015, then we know that we are not talking.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Thank you. That's what I want to hear. If nothing happens between now and 2015 with your help, then you will know that we don't exist, that we are fake. We don't have 90 steps, 66 stages, 99 stages that will run every year. They renew the stage is on. Our stages are very, very simple, only three. Demonstrate, drive away the workers of iniquity, and then face your enemies. That's all, only three steps. And we are not intending to wait. That is why we ask that to all of you that we are relying on, we are not making an appeal, we are relying on a very few people to make sure that the next phase of our project goes very smoothly. Our app is out. Please, if anybody can check on Apple, if the Radio Biafra iPhone and iPad app is out, if you go there, it should be out by this time. Please go and check and confirm to us. We are very, very grateful to Uche Ezuma from Toronto. This is the host of Radio Biafra in Toronto. And to the very lovely wife. And to the very wonderful family that they have. They honored their pledge to Radio Biafra. They gave us $250,000 to buy a transmitter. To buy a transmitter. Or to contribute towards the buying of the transmitter. Also, our brother who is very shy and did something. We will only call your first name, as we said. There are many Uchenas. You know who you are. You called today. You made me aware that your donation of £1,000 has been lodged in Radio Biafra account here in London. We said we want people who can contribute only 1,000 each so that we stop appealing on the air. And people are coming out. And we're very grateful for what they are doing. We must not forget that we need to maintain this station that is talking now needs maintenance. You know, we don't have maintenance culture. The only thing that we maintain is our hope of that and offering Yoruba churches. Here we have to keep broadcasting every blessed day. So it's important we remember that Radio Biafra here has to keep going as well. That Radio Biafra here must keep going.
Yes, it must keep going. And I wanted to come back to the Orient Oil. I've got to reiterate, it is your money that set up Orient Oil. It is not OB or Emeka's money that set up these companies. You're sitting in an Amber and you're thinking, oh, they're doing quite a good job. They've got the oil company and they've got the brewery. They've taken your land. They've taken your money. They set up a business and they own those businesses. They own Next International Limited, which owns the brewery. They are the shareholders in Orient Oil. So what you people are going to fund and all the government funding that comes and the land that they take for you is going to subsidize their incomes. Let me tell you.
Thank you very much, because this is Radio Biafra and the truth must be spoken. We have somebody on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm calling from Stuttgart. My name is Oluchi.
Oluchi, thank you very much. Are you the lady that forces the husband to listen to Radio Biafra? When he's running, you're calling him?
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very good. Our women are very strong. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra and the whole world is listening. Go ahead.
My brother, what I'm hearing in this Radio Biafra is too much. I am very, very ashamed of P2B, because what he is doing to old women that are selling vegetables in Onitsha. If I'm here, even my mother will call me and be telling me I'll be crying here. P2B should be ashamed of himself. Being as a governor, he's sent there to help people in need, not to make people to suffer. The old women are crying, calling on P2B's head. And I believe that one day, God will hear the cry of one person and teach P2B and his family a lesson. Because what he's doing is very bad. Being a governor, he's supposed to guide the people he's leading. Because this is where I'm even concerned. Those people that are stealing Biafra's money and Nigerians, their so-called Nigerians, God is going to deal with them one by one. I believe that even if one person, God will answer the prayer and teach all of them a lesson. Because what they are doing is too bad. Everybody, I am ashamed of to tell people that I'm from Nigeria and I am not a Nigerian. I am not a Nigerian, because anywhere you call Nigerian, people will be running away from you. They will be seeing you as a thief, whether you are good or bad. So all these things, I am ashamed of myself to say that I'm a Nigerian. I am not a Nigerian. I wish this Biafra, God will help us to achieve this aim we are all running for. Because this so-called Nigeria is a close country.
It is. Can you please be kind enough and tell us what your mother told you? Because this is Radio Biafra, we don't hide anything. I'm not asking you to give us your mother's name. Just tell us what your mother told you that the world may hear.
My mother was calling me and was crying that P2B destroyed their shops in Onitsha. In Onitsha, where she is selling and looking for what she will eat. In Onitsha, in Awada, she destroyed everything without bidding, without setting any good new shops for them to enter. Just destroy people's future and aim for them to get their livelihood. Because this thing is too much. You can't just destroy people and leave them to go empty-handed. Like, even if you want to create a new environment for people, you have to make another available things before you can destroy that. The women will be crying, where are they going to get money to train their children to school? And people will be sitting there eating food, steal money. God is going to punish him. God is going to punish him.
I agree
with
you. Let
him sit there. He would enjoy, both him and his children would enjoy that money he's stealing.
In fact, now I'm come to be the wife of this woman. So my mother-in-law have suffered a lot from this. Particularly, I know about my mother-in-law. This P2B destroyed, if you know, number one, Owerri Road.
Yes, I know Owerri Road, yes.
Towards what is the name of this street? The long street.
I know. Is it before Zenith Bank? If you're going to Owerri on the right hand side, that is
Owerri Road. Number one, Owerri Road. Then where New Tarzan East?
Yes, New Tarzan. Yeah.
Do you know the place? If you are going to
Owerri, I know it very well. I know Onitsha very well.
That is where this man destroyed. So many people are stranded there. They don't have what they are doing now. They are suffering, and the P2B is here sucking our oil in our blood with Emeka and Yoko. God will all punish them.
Amen. I say amen to that.
and God has to punish them so we can see it.
We can see their punishment. I'm here to support the Biafra in any cause.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless all of you. He learned something from Yoruba people to destroy Igbo shops. That is what they learned. I like Ashebi. We only learn the bad things. God knows why. Why can't we learn something good than learning things that are so horrible? Ashebi, that is what is causing our problem. Now, they are destroying Igbo shops in Lagos. What does Peter Obi do? He has copied them. Let's go and destroy their livelihoods and sell it to a few people and make money. Everything is all about money. No wonder if you ask our people to support you, they say, oh, you want us to. I don't know. Well, maybe it's the Kwashiorkor syndrome. People that suffered so much hunger. Anywhere they see 2 or 3p, they pick it up and put it in their pocket because they have no pride and no dignity, because they are still suffering psychologically from the trauma, from the hunger they went through. That this is Radio Biafra. The time now is 8:01. We must give you a rundown, a recap of the headlines we are presenting. And we must remind you that our lines are open once again. Please, should you wish to call us, that this is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the phone to take this call, please. Let us go to the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, go ahead.
My name is Okudiri Joseph Ude. I'm calling from China.
Okudiri Joseph Ude from China. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you and appreciate all your efforts on sound of gathering and the peace of our people all over the world. I'm sorry I couldn't listen to live broadcast last night, but later today I heard what happened both to the myself member. First of all, concern of the question you asked the myself member or their representative, we are now finding out the truth, because the truth is not hidden. And through the question, our people say that the truth is not difficult to speak, but the lie, when it's speaking, you must know. So what I want to say, they are campaigning for the Nigerians or Igbos under the Nigerian government. And now people who have been campaigning or others can then give us account of their efforts since they are campaigning for them. People be there and people are dying, and autopsy reports of our brothers who are killed in Ezu River. Now they are campaigning for Nigerians or the Igbos under Nigerians. That means they are fighting for their own selfish interests. But what I want to say, concerning the oil of Emeka Anyaoku and the rest of them, they only have power when they come inside Igbo. I read the news when they raised that matter, because I heard that very place is, the Kogi people are trying to, or they are saying that the place belongs to them. I saw one, a senator in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a senator from Kogi State, stood up and challenged all the Igbo, the so-called senators that represent the Igbos, and said that that place belongs to Kogi, and stand there to challenge them. None of them stood up to challenge that man, and the Gige was there. Likewise, the rest of the senators who call themselves, who are representing Igbos in the Senate seat. So what I'm saying is that all the myself that are hoping or saying that people who are fighting for interests of Igbo, I want you to know that none of them under the Nigerian government can fight for the interests of Igbo or for Biafrans. They are there for their own selfish and their family members. So you cannot say that I want to remove his hands where he's eating, and he will support you. What I mean, a governor, you are campaigning for a governor who, you know that you want to have a place where he'll be eating, and you stand there and say you want Biafra. And you know if you get that Biafra, he will stop where he's eating. His office will close. That is nonsense. At seen that brother who say from Ezagu or from, I want him to let him educate himself, let him continue listening to Radio Biafra. I think maybe he's out of ignorance. He needs to clear himself and know where he stands. Or else, when we will come back to that Nigeria or that Biafra land, to sweep all the evils of iniquities, he may be among them. If he did not repent and stand for the truth, that for him campaigning for P2B and the rest of Igbos start looking for their selfish stress in Nigerian government.
Yes, it's very sad.
What I'm saying that please, I use this opportunity to talk to all our brothers in diaspora to please contribute on this very transmitter. That is what we need. All this, myself and the rest of them, they have killed the image of Biafra. So we need to, what anybody who wants the truth, come and stand for the truth. The darkness and the light cannot match together.
Never.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Our caller this evening has been very, very incisive. Let's hope that the caller on Skype will continue this very wonderful tradition. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
Madako
Mabeze, where are you calling from?
Calling from Qatar.
From Qatar?
Yeah.
Okay, your line is not very clear. You may have to cut the video part of it to give it more signal strength. Cut the video and speak to us.
Okay.
Antonius, yes, better.
Can you hear me clearly now?
You see, it's a lot better now. Please give up, please say what you want to say. Yes, go ahead. It's better now.
Yeah, my comment today will be based on what happened yesterday. I was listening to the broadcast of yesterday.
Yes.
Very unfortunate that I can influence that of today, but I have to call in respect of that yesterday. Okay?
Yes, go ahead.
My brother, many people will have to be immediately. There will be placement allegations from your head.
I have to call you back, Madoko. I have to call you back because your line is not very clear, but I'll call you back. Stay where you are. Give us your name, please. Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. I'm going to call Madoka. Call back. Madoka, I will call you back. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Emmanuel Ojukwu from Sweden.
Yes, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening. Emmanuel Ojukwu from Sweden. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Man, we have see the fact of everything.
Yes.
This guy that called from Nigeria, that called himself members or something like that, you know. He cannot even, you know, answer a simple question, yes or no, you know. He cannot even answer a question. And they are claiming that they are defending us. Why they are mingling with the politicians in Nigeria? Tell them that they cannot serve, you know, two masters, you know, at the same time.
Yes.
You know. They cannot serve Biafra and also serving Nigeria, you know. And let me tell people one thing. One thing I wanted to tell people. We cannot get Biafra from any people from that living in Nigeria. You know, we cannot get Biafra if we are putting our hands in those people that in Nigeria. Know this thing from now on. You know, if we want to join hands together with them, I'm telling you, we are going nowhere. Those people in Nigeria, they have compromised them. They all dream their hands in the blood. You know, Masol have been killing some youth of Igbos. You know, and let me tell you one thing again. One thing again is that the Nigerian government will use Masol to fight against any Igbo,
of course,
community that come up.
We know that already. We know that in conjunction with Nigerian newspapers, people must know the number of enemies we have, so that they are not in any doubt. The newspaper barons in Nigeria don't want Biafra. They have a perfect ally back home who will work for them.
What we are now saying to people is that do not underestimate the strength of our opponents. Everywhere you go to, because the zoo is founded on lies, you have liars in bed together. We represent the only hope for our people. That is why we ask everybody to understand that any time you support the what Radio Biafra is doing, you are saving your people. We will take them on. Believe you me, everybody, all of them. Let them go and join. If my father likes, let him go and join them. If my mother likes, let her go and join them. If my younger ones like, let them go and join them. I will fight all of them.
Yeah.
Even if there is nobody, even if there is nobody on my flank, I will fight all of them. Because evil is evil. You confront it head on. You don't run away from evil. You meet evil head on, and it will run away from you. Thankfully, I don't have that type of parents. They're honorable people. That is why I speak boldly all the time. And I say to you, my brother, don't worry about what chaffs are saying. The test for what we are doing will come if we fail to deliver on the promise we made to our listeners live on air from these studios of Radio Biafra. Whatever it may be, our promise is a very simple one, that we will pursue Biafra and we will get Biafra. Give us your help. You see what we can do. We told you we have an app. Some people thought we didn't. We can't do it. We launched a bespoke app designed for Radio Biafra. Not, we didn't copy it from anywhere. Designed for Radio Biafra. That is what, if you go and look at the functionality of the app, you would know that is special. The same way we are going to get our transmitter. Today we have advertised calling for engineers, structural engineers, to come and help us to build a worthy mast befitting of what we are going to do. That when things are happening, the whole world will be hearing it in the same second, more or less. That is the only way you drive away Nigeria, is to make sure that anything that happens in Biafra land is reported immediately. That the world will know the evil that is happening there. Why do people think we want transmitter? Am I going to eat transmitter? Or put it in Isiama Faruku? Or use it? Please, our people must try not to call it a transformer. They will think that we want electricity for our houses back home. It is called a transmitter. It transmits radio wave. So that what Radio Biafra is saying, ordinary people with their tiny radio, wherever they are in Africa, can hear Radio Biafra. That's what we're asking you to do. Give it to us and then you will know. We didn't come to you to ask you for guns or for knives or for bullets. No. We are not asking for any of those. When they come to us with bullets, with their knives and their bombs, we meet them with the truth. That's all. And you will see what will happen. Nigeria will implode within 6 months. Our transmitter is on the sacred soil of Biafra, and Nigeria will be no more in 6 months. Because even the Hausa people want to be free. Ordinary Hausa people want to be free from the treachery and the corruption of the likes of Umaru Diko. Yorubas want to be free and to go and steal from themselves in their useless churches. Allow them to go and be on their own. Nigeria is finished. If you are related to Emeka Anyaoku, tell him that Nigeria is dead and buried. Nigeria never existed before. It will not exist again after 2015.
We are coming back. We are coming back to sweep all these people. You know, Anyaoku or whatever he calls himself. You know, anybody in that land that, you know, spoiling the African land. You know, we are coming back in that land. Maybe they think that we are happy, you know, living in abroad, you know. We are not happy. So, you know, we are coming down there to sweep them out.
Of course we are. They are going. Thank you very much for calling and keep sharing the word about Radio Biafra. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from. Let's take this call then, Carol. I'll come to you. Yes, my brother, is it better now?
Yes, better, it's better.
You see, it's better. I know what I'm doing. Please go ahead.
Yes, like what the issue, the guy that called yesterday from the Zoological Republic, he was ranting, jumping from one issue to another. He couldn't even answer one question. This is the issue of more people that doesn't know about Marsong. I come from Anambra State. I know the activities of myself. Okay, the warriors in Anambra State came on it a safe stand. He said that again.
Your line is still not very good, I'm afraid. It's still not very good. I would ask you to please, my dear brother, I will try again to call you back. Your line is not very clear. It is not very clear at all. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Give me your picture on the phone.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We are broadcasting live from London.
Hello, my name is Joseph Obiora, calling from Sweden.
Joseph Obiora from Sweden, please go ahead.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening.
Today you make us proud. I am very, very proud of you and the entire board of Radio Biafra because you guys are great. So I'm very, very grateful. At the same time, after that call, there are two persons, one call from Italy and the other one call from another place.
From Spain. From Spain, yes.
Yeah, and their point is about to relate with the mass up. I think that these guys, I tried yesterday to call immediately, but I couldn't get through. We are not relenting in this struggle. Any member of myself, especially those ones are on the top or the leaders, they are corrupt. They never signed to get Biafra for loss. Anybody who has taken bribe has no mouth. He is not a freedom fighter. So I cannot understand why a normal Biafra man or a normal Igbo man think that we Radio Biafra should be make peace to people who have betrayed 3.5 million people that is dead. I keep wondering. I was so pissed off after that two people call. I couldn't sleep. I feel so sad how human being could lose his way, his self, and talk this thing on the national radio that everybody in the world is receiving. So what I'm saying now is that I don't. And at the same time, I still think that in the same group myself. That is pointing these people, claim that they are with us in this struggle, to call and chip in this, so that Radio Biafra will start compromising. No, please, sometimes you need to cut some people off from this. We that is average this man every day, we this kind of two people that I call yesterday, we don't feel happy, we can't sleep. Because this Biafra struggle is very important. It's number one priority in my life now. I don't know about about others, you know. And the representative of myself, whatever his name is called, the guy cannot even defend himself. He feels like he thinks that he's very smart. The way they live in there in zoological economy of Nigeria, they think they are smart. Always think they are best. They are right. We are in diaspora. We are fools. You know, and I think I don't even know what to have. We are not fools. We are wise, but we are intelligent people. We are educated. So the way he couldn't defend himself, he couldn't answer. You know, at the same time, the people they are calling myself, let us relate to them. There is no new Igbo man, new Biafra man who is in this myself. It's only earlier boys and pals, abolos, and they are using it to benefit they are benefiting their pockets, using it to intimidate other people. So they are not the little when this transmitter is mounted, the little men of Biafra will come out. All these abolos will disappear. You know, I normally tell people that when the lion wake up in the morning, the other animals will disappear. Because when the little Biafra, the little people that is called Biafra will come out, all these myself and whatever his name, because they are imbecile, saving from people, mobbing people, stealing, doing all kind of atrocity in the name of Biafra. I have witnessed the lot of stupidity, the lot of their art, even from 2009, the shit they did, the way they treated people, even in Onitsha, they collect money, whether by force or we are having a small kiosk, even you are walking on the ghost road, you have to pay myself money. Even if you don't want, they beat you down. This is what scared people away. What myself has created in the heart of Biafra all over the world has given a lot of people. A lot of people have lost hope. Now they want to come again. Come in again. Some people are saying that you should let them in Biafra struggle. This a little Biafra struggle. I think that person has to rethink and know if these people are good. Why have they not getting Biafra for us for a long time?
They cannot
not
get
this
it.
Time, not this time we are trying to wake all the Biafras up all over the world and come with honest and the truth to get Biafra. They will come and now trying to lick our art and join in. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. We are not accepting that. The message I'm sending to them there is that no matter where they hide, we are seeing them. There is a lot of technology now. We have the intelligent, educated Biafran all over the world. We have engineers. We have any kind of any tube you can name it. So all they are doing, all they are learning, they should repent before it became too late. And if they repent, they are not even coming to. They have to join us, a normal member, a normal struggle, a beginning freedom fighter. So if they want to be this thing, not to, because I find it difficult for how they can now start speaking about Biafra. I find it difficult because I witnessed it not once, not twice, many occasions. So, and the another thing I want to chip in is that, please, Biafra brethren here in Sweden, we need you guys are just sitting home listening. You are not doing something. Any Biafran here in Sweden, please contact our coordinator, or you contact me. Contact our coordinator, Mrs. Ngozi, or you contact me, so that we should other countries are doing. Other countries, Germany, Spain, name it. Everybody is waking up. Sweden, I don't know all the Biafra here in Sweden. I imagine myself. When you listen to the radio tunes, you can do something. You cannot even call. You cannot. I don't know if you want to join the bus when the bus have already full and it's not going to be accepted in this struggle. Man, thank you. This is what I want to chip in.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Fred Onyali from Germany.
You're welcome to the program. That is our coordinator in Germany. What is happening in Germany, for goodness sake?
Do
we have Biafrans in Germany at all?
Yes, I want to successfully tell you comfortably that the German Biafrans are okay now. Wow. They have registered with the Consultative Council of Radio Biafra, and they are even more than 10. That's good. Required.
That's very good.
We have gathered. We are organizing. We are up to do anything this time around.
That's very good.
Again, I want to say that the kind of comment the so-called Igbo politicians make sometimes.
It's astonishing.
What does that mean?
That's so astonishing.
They say they are our senators, they are our governors, they are this or that, but they don't ask, how are these people they are representing, how are they faring? Are they living or dead? They don't care about the people they are representing in any form. All they care is for their own personal family and about themselves. The comment made by the former Commonwealth Secretary General is disappointing, in fact. It's very, very disappointing. On that issue, I want to know exactly the elders of indigenous Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra. I hope they must be doing something, you know. I want to know, are they increasing at all? Are they...
No, people we have let's get this thing very, very straight.
To them and being, you know, joining them, you know, for this cause.
Stay where you are. I'm going to answer that in a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Dr. Kujeze, Chicago. Ekwenche.
Ekwenche. Thank you very much for joining us. That this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
My brother, I salute you all. I salute my brothers and sisters over there in
Thank
the radio.
Thank you very much.
Somebody called me and asked me to listen to what was transpiring yesterday. I listened to it. It was well handled. Like Egemba said, we want to know how much Masob has been donated to by Ndibwa, okay, for the struggle. How much have they total, like Egemba said. Second, people who are not learned in the tradition and ways of Ndibwa, a Jew who claims, who doesn't know anything about Jewish life, cannot lead the salvation of Ndibwa.
That is correct.
These guys are defiling Ndibwa. They are defiling Biafra all through Southeast. The killings are too much. The extortion are too much. Everything is being turned upside down. Well, I'm just looking on the news now. I've seen Anyoko. Where was Anyoko during the war? Was he not in the Commonwealth? What did he do for Ndibwa? He has come back. He's now leading a petroleum subsidy in Aguleri.
Trust fund.
Okay.
Terrible.
All of them. And I want to remind him that a respected Igbo physicist wrote a proposal to him asking him for alternative energy way back in 1992 from Commonwealth. He turned it down. Okay, all of these people, we must prepare for battle. We must prepare for battle of ideas.
Yes.
These people must be swept out. Our people must be protected.
Exactly.
All the defenseless Biafrans must be protected.
Yes.
In that failed state. Yes. We must sweep all of them out. They should never smell the corridor of power in Ndibwa ever again.
Yes. Amen.
The senators, the governors, the all these people parading themselves as Igbo leaders must be. And my brother Nnamdi, when that time comes, let nobody beg.
Never.
Nobody should beg on behalf of these people. They must account for all the tribulations they put in the Igbo through. Okay.
Yes.
I have listened to people saying make up with Masob, make up. That is a lie. Not this time. Like you told them, we are going to get Biafra, whether they like it or not. They better go back and begin to atone for all the suffering of our people, all the way from Onitsha and the Lagos and everywhere. Killing of defenseless people, putting them onto uniform,
and I'm working with Nigerian politicians saying they are talking about Biafra. Ekwenche is saying that we have no alternative. There is no other alternative for Nigeria than for the dissolution of Nigeria and for all people who want their freedom to take their freedom. It yes. must come to pass very soon. Amen. There is no alternative to that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And anybody talking about making up or kissing up with people who are unrighteous in this holy time that demands righteousness.
Yes.
That person must be a devil. Like Yeshua said, go behind me, devil. Stand behind me. Don't talk to me. Go away. Okay? The children of God must be salvaged. The Amen. Tradition must be put back.
Amen.
The holiness of the land must be preserved.
Must be restored.
The waters and the green leaves must all of them must be preserved in our own time.
Yes.
The generations that stole us, all of them, look at them. All these anarchos and all of them, they have nothing to offer to Ndibo. No. They have all they offer to Ndibo is death, killings. Our people have no job. There's no water. There's nothing. There's nothing in Ibo land. Nothing. And they are parading themselves with red hats. You ask them the meaning of the red hat they are wearing. Do they know that there are four different hats traditionally for the Ibo? How many of them can sacrifice their head? They are putting their head red hat. Red hat in the ancient time is preserved for holy men. Who rather die than the community die? That is what is a red hat.
So you're saying that the red hat, you know, red cap chief, red hat they wear to go to attend parties in Houston, Texas, for instance, that it is meant for people who would rather sacrifice themselves than to see the glory and honor of their people being trampled upon. Is that what you're saying?
That is the tradition. That is the ancient tradition of Ndibo, of red hat. There are four hats. Okay?
Yes.
There is Ogwabia. Ogwabia is you know that one.
Yes.
That one is for the war leaders.
That is
for
correct.
The war commander.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. For
war. Yes.
It's for war
commanders.
That's correct.
Okay? Mm-hmm. There is another one for the Ndonoras. People who speak for the people.
Onwara.
Okay?
Yes.
And then there is one for every Igbo because according to tradition, we are princes. We are Mazi. We are Mazi. Mazi, prince of God. That is what it means. You know? And you have all these people parading themselves like idiots. Anywhere they gather with red hats. And they tell lies. What they have they preserved for us? They have preserved destruction. Our women are becoming prostitutes for everybody. All of them, none of them should ever, when we are getting Biafra.
Yes, now.
There will be solace. The good news is that Biafra is arriving, whether they like it or not.
It's coming.
And order will be preserved.
Of course.
Order will be preserved. There is no other alternative. We are not Yoruba, nor are we Hausa. We are not feudal. Ezibo this, Ezibo this. When have we become feudal?
We are not a feudal society. There is no Eze.
We are not a feudal society. Eze, and we will never be.
Eze, the meaning of Eze, if I'm wrong, please, you correct me, because you're a scholar on this very subject. I happen to be a student. Eze is just a title of a high priest, is that correct? The conduit between
man. Yes, he's a priest.
He's
the title of a priest. He's a servant.
A servant of the people.
Yes.
Eze, that's a...
Yes.
Not His Royal Highness or Royal Majesty. No, he's not.
No.
Priest is, that's what it is. The conduit between the spirit God in heaven and man on earth. That's all.
Exactly. Traditionally, nothing. Look at the people. And I see Obenye. In the ancient time, there was nothing like poverty in Igbo land. There was no hunger. There was nothing like that.
No begging. No begging. No area boys.
No area boys. No begging.
No destitute.
Every Igbo takes care of his own people. Every Igbo, that is what it means. Ogbenye. Ogbe. Let the people give. You are mandated. You must give. You cannot be there. Your brother is suffering. You cannot be there. Your brother has nothing to eat. That is what it means to be Ogbenye. Ogbe. Let the people give. Okay? Our people are living like animals. They are living like Yoruba and Hausa. Eh? Custodians of the light. Custodians of the of goodness. Righteous people.
Righteous people.
Look at them parading themselves. Righteous. Somebody say it will not materialize in 2015. Let him go to hell. Let him go to hell. Where was he during the war? What statements did he make during the war? They have come back to participate in the looting of our people. Looting. Go up and down. There is no job, no industry. He has not made a statement. The killing of our people in the north. But our people have been bombed in the churches they built. Our people have been bombed all over the country. Our people have been repatriated. Even after putting in economic interest in other places. But none of them is talking about it. All of them are in the House. They are in the Congress. They are in the governor's right. Kitibo Abokwafa. If they cannot do it, we will do it. And we will make sure that Igbo land returns back to its that Biafra, which encompasses our brothers all over, from Cross River, from the Dibio, the Igbo, the all of them. They are the same people. Our people will return back to their glory. We will never allow, not in our own lifetime. Our generation has said no to the previous generation. What they brought us is deceit and defeat. Look around you. Look around you. When they were growing up, people, women were not like that. When they were growing up, there was sanity. There was love among the people. Look at what they are leaving behind for us. They are leaving for us failure, lies, deaths. People are dying before they are 40, before they are 50. Eh? And nobody is talking for them.
Nobody.
Apart from
Radio Biafra, of course, Dr. Kujieze. Radio Biafra is here.
Yeah, apart from Radio Biafra, nobody is talking for them. Funny name, Ndwari, Ndiama, committing atrocity upon atrocity, and joining hands with the oppressors and destroying our people. It will never happen in our lifetime.
Amen.
We have
Amen.
Said no.
We will.
If they don't know, they better begin to check out.
We will fight our way in. We have to fight our way in. We are not under any illusion.
Yes.
The forces against us are massive. The people using the name of Biafra to steal our politicians, the newspaper barons, the Nigerian people, the forces are enormous. But the reason why we go in and take our own possession is because we have God on our side.
We have God in our side.
We have done nothing wrong to anybody. Nothing wrong. The only thing we come for is that this is our land and we are taking it back from these people. Let them try us and send us away. They will see. We are not talking about in the next 80 years or 19 years. Eleganya, Niken Ketchineke. No, we are saying before 2015, something remarkable will happen. The reason why we fight this way is because, as I've said before, I'll say it again. When the story of Biafra is written, in the next 10,000 years, people will talk about the miracle that God wrought in that part of the world. That despite the opposition reigned against them, that they managed to establish the presence of the Most High in his dwelling place, which is Biafra land. Nobody will take
exactly.
it. We are going exactly. to get Biafra, the world must know, or we die, we perish getting Biafra. Because life without Biafra is meaningless. Life without Biafra is empty.
Look at the whole place. Erosion is taking our land. Erosion is taking our people. The so-called politicians are there. What type of politicians are they? Eh? What have they brought? What are the dividends of the democracy that they brought?
Criminality. Kidnapping.
They join hands with Hausa, they join hands with Yoruba, and they're devouring the people, devouring the pure Igbo, the children of God. Eh? They're destroying the place, bringing anarchy upon the land. Eh? Parents killing their children for nothing, other than for wanton, for hunger.
Or for £2,000, you can buy a child in Igbo. You can go and buy a very fresh baby in Igbo land for £2,000.
In our time. We tell them they are custodians. We tell them they are Igbo who are custodians of the tradition. And that those custodians have refused. We can never be bought over. We can never yield that land to them.
Impossible.
That holy land of God can never be yielded to these people.
Amen.
Can never.
Never, ever, ever. We are coming.
Never.
Let them wait for us. We won our enemy.
They have waited 45 years since the 42, 43 years since the war end. Nobody is talking from Igbo except Mbakwe.
Yes, he did.
Nobody talk from Igbo except Mbakwe. None of them. What is all this? We talk with Nigerian politicians and then we offer them for Biafra. Who are you talking to? When I put up Biafra in 1996, 1994, you guys were not there. When we started talking about rebuilding, you guys were not there. Eh? Since 1999, they came out, they started shitting the people. Talking about Biafran passport, Biafran money, Biafran this, Biafran that. Who did you meet? When Ekwensi goes to United Nations, he says he has gone to United Nations. These are deceits. Please, all I can advise is that Radio Biafran should not entertain any meeting with these people. Because we are living in a dangerous time. Don't bring them in. Don't bring them near. Let them go and study what it is to be Igbo. They have to study what it is to be Igbo before they join the struggle. Every person must know what it is that is Yoko Bondo.
Number one.
Is Yoko Bondo. You cannot be telling your brothers lies. How many Masobians were killed and that were not buried? Eh?
Some are still in mortuary till today.
Many of them are still in mortuary. You are building a house of temp. Oh my God! Eh? Yeah, we took everything we organized and destroyed it.
Our people don't.
People. Biafrans came out. They came out. They were donating money. Well, women sent in the only sons they have. And say, go. It's a right. Your father fought for it. He lost. So let us not act as our people are not together. They are together. The thing is that Maso came and destroyed the whole thing. Maso came and destroyed the whole thing with cheating and telling lies. Taking money. How much have they collected since 1999? How much?
It's terrible. It's very, very terrible.
Terrible. So, in the long run, we are marching steadily into Biafra.
Of course now.
We will march into Biafra.
They should watch and see.
There is no alternative. We are going to take back our land.
Of course.
We must maintain our tradition. The good omen that God gave us on the Sukkot, He gave us Nekwania. Look at it, keep it for the world. Thanks be to our ancestors, they kept it.
They did. They were good men.
They kept it.
They were good. Yes. Men. They were good men. They were good men. And you know, and God blessed them. God blessed them. They were good men, and God blessed them, and good women too. Men and women. God
and good
them.
Women. Good men and good women. Look at Nigeria. 1929, women, even women, challenged the colonizers.
The only people to do so in Africa. The only people, the only people that rose up against colonial rule were Igbo women. No other
people. Igbo women.
And
nobody, no other place, no other place. We are comparing Igbo with Onye, with Yoruba and Hausa.
They are not our.
Who is saying that?
And they can never.
Come on.
They can't be. They're not our.
How can you compare Igbo with Hausa and Yoruba? Come on. Which king? Igbo land is the only land without fences, without walls, city walls.
No fence.
You can wake up in the midnight and see okay, Jebon Wahia here.
Yes. By foot. My grandmother
used to. And nothing will happen. Come back.
4 a.m. in the morning.
Who is challenging us? Freedom? The Igbo is a consummate freedom being. He lost freedom. He lost himself. Indian Ewetala Ikulu Osina Autonomous Society. What do you mean that?
Autonomous
in Kewan town.
That's okay, sir.
Fools.
Thank you.
How many are in thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much for calling. It's a sermon. Thank you very much. And we have learned so much. It's because when I say it, people say I am being too jingoistic. I said to them, you don't know what it means to be an Igbo person. By extension, I mean Ibibio as well, because there were people, the same flesh, the same blood. We must say that. People don't know what it means to be a Biafran, or in all the territories where Biafra has influence. I have said it before and I will say it again. Those that brought me the Bible, God created me before he created you. I started to practice religion. I knew about the coming of Jesus, of Yeshua, before he came. Everything that God said in the Holy Book concerning his people is present where I come from. But yet, he brought me your own type of the Bible. If they slap you on one side, they turn the other side. And they raped our country. People, when I went to see, people said they're teaching us democracy. To imbibe democratic ideals and freedom of speech and human rights. They make me laugh. Being born in Biafra means you have human rights from the... In fact, even from conception, you are a free being. As I have said here, and I will say it again. If anybody can show me anywhere on this planet Earth, on this very planet, where every male child born is entitled to own a piece of land, then you don't listen to the Dove Afra again. Come and call me a liar. That is why we tell you that you people are special. People don't understand it. When we see what people are doing to destroy our land, it kills me. You don't know how special you are. We started practicing democracy even before the greatest philosophers. Even before the continents were formed. We were democrats. Democrats. No king. Only God in heaven is the king. We had messengers, the Eze. Today they are telling us about autonomous community. You cut out from your own people. The same clan. The destruction of the clan structure it was the end all and the be all of our pain and suffering, to kill us off completely. A clan in Igbo society is the higher umbrella that holds the people together. We are known by our clan structure. Yet we allowed imbeciles who are half educated in the US and in the UK to come and destroy a perfect creation. Unacceptable. Let's go to Fred Onyale and finish with him, please. Fred, are you there? Fred Onyale, are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yes, somebody else is calling Radio Biafra and seems to be some kind of an interference. I am going to have to call you back myself. I'm going to have to call you back. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the line. May we have your name and where you are, please? No. Barrister Mamezu will have to come in. Barrister Mamezu is required, please, Carol.
Yes, it was quite nice to hear from Ikwenche, because you talked about the red hat. The other day we posted the picture of Rochus and Gowan together, and he was sitting there in his red hat, and somebody actually posted that, take off that red hat, because he's sitting there with Gowan, and it is a disgrace. And it's interesting that in 1992 they were offered alternative energy, and when there's no electricity now, and the hospitals need electricity, this man has so much knowledge for Igbo. I love to hear him.
Yes, he is an intelligent man. Intelligent man. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, Fred Onyali, we're coming to you shortly.
My name is Chukwuma Kevie. I'm calling from Italy.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I made a comment day before yesterday concerning MASOB.
Yes.
Because I'm a member of MASOB.
Yes.
Movement for Actualization Services of Biafra.
Yes.
When I was in Nigeria. You know one problem? We started this movement. The way it was redirected us. And we are doing it in a successful way. Even many of our members was killed during the Atiku Denwa regime. We was eaten with beating, and he made a lot of things. And many of our members were dead. Even the families, we know how we contributed to give the families help, paying their school fees, their sons and daughters. Many of them are languishing in prison, one problem or the other. Nobody helping. We are selling t-shirts, handouts, beans, a lot of things, in order to help them. But I was surprised in hearing that we must have stolen money from people doing all sorts of things, because I left Nigeria 2003. We did these things with faith. Even the area of Africa is living at Lagos. We knew how we contributed. That called Temple of Peace. Paying a lot of money, people are hustling, struggling. People are calling us other people. People are calling us British sellers. People are calling us all sorts of things. In order to make Biafra great. But today I'm hearing myself is doing such of things, doing that or doing this, which is, I'm not happy with it. That is what I'm still saying. Anything that myself has done that is wrong, we need to caution them and tell them this is not the way. Let us follow it this way. The direction you are doing is not the way to actualize Biafra. Then things will work out good. When you are strong, you do that thing. You hit it with left hand, that collection with right hand. So things will go well. Thank you. This is our contribution.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We have Fred Onyali on the line. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I was saying before, I'm so much disappointed the way the Igbo politicians, the comments they make, you know, most time. There's no one of them that has been very positive on the issues concerning the Igbos. I don't know why. Even the people they say they represent, they have never one day asked, what, go around the villages and see the people, how they are suffering and what they are passing through. Yeah? Even those that were deported from their own, they said, country, you know. Nobody, even the governors and every other person, has never said what will be done for all these people. Instead, they were talking of apologize. No, but the victims, the people are suffering. You know, that's why I asked you before that the elders, I don't know if they are increasing or how are they, in fact, I will appeal that they will talk to us again, you know, because when they talk to us, we are very much encouraged, you know.
Yes.
So I ask you regarding their increase, are there people that are coming to join them and to make this issue something?
The Council of Elders is not a group where anybody can walk off the street and join. It has a set number of our elders who are there, professors, some of them. And you're asking them to come out to speak. If they speak,
and they are arrested, if they speak and they are humiliated, if they speak and you don't hear from them again because they've been kidnapped, do we have the resources to protect them or to go and bring them out of where they are? The answer is no. So the instructions to the Council of Elders is that they must keep quiet for now. They can release, address us through Radio Biafra until we plant our transmitter. We must protect them. If you don't protect them, they cannot fight for you the way they're capable of fighting for you. We need to get people, because if they come out today to say something, tomorrow they'll be kidnapped or assassinated. And that would discourage others from coming
out. That is true.
People don't know what is happening back home. I don't, like our brother, innocently, he left home in 2003. He doesn't know what is happening at home. If he goes home today, the group he left, he won't recognize it anymore. Nobody, the thing about freedom fighting is about consistency. You have to be consistent in what you're pursuing. Anytime you pursue something consistently in any freedom fighting setting, you get what you want. Because the world will get tired of you agitating and they'll give you what you want. Go and check anywhere. But if you pursue freedom fighting and you abandon it, as in Jesus Kiriani. I give anybody a challenge, because when people hear something on Radio Biafra, they don't quite believe it. I want you to book an appointment to go to your government tomorrow. Say to them, I'm here to talk about Biafra. The way they'll look at you, you will know that they'll think you're a joker, you don't know what you're talking about. Once you mention Biafra, they will laugh at you and say, hey, please go and sit down. Because you people don't know what you want. 1 minute you want Biafra, the next minute you're contesting election in Nigeria. Does that make sense?
No.
To any human being. Does that make any sense to anybody? If you are pursuing one thing, you pursue that very thing. If you are alive, if you are dead, that is what you're known by.
That is
it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I ask you this. How do you think our people in the grave must have felt when Ojukwu's casket was covered with green, white, green?
Well.
Do we think about that? That thing gave me a sleepless night for weeks. It is complete defeat of our people. How our people sat down and invited federal government of Nigeria to come and bury His Excellency was beyond me. Beyond me completely. A hero that led us into battle and we lost 3.5 million people was buried with the flag of our conquerors, Nigeria. A total shame. Total shame. That is why consistency is a good thing. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Keep Germany going. We may pay you people a flying visit very soon.
Yeah.
But keep Germany going, and you people should be prepared. Germany should prepared. Be prepared at all times. Those that shall keep watch over Biafra will not sleep. The same way that Mossad and Shin Bet are doing in Israel is what is going to happen to us. We can never sleep until we get what we want and establish it. That is something I want to say this evening to all our listeners, especially those in Malaysia, those of you in Indonesia, in the Philippines, those of you in Thailand, those of you in Russia. What I want to say to you is that we are going through the same phase again. The people that fought and got the state of Israel, we are those from the Far East, not from America, not from Britain, not from Western Europe. The people that established the Ben Gurions of this world, that fought and got Israel free from the bondage of the entire humanity, were people raised in Russia, in the Far East. Those in suffering, in pain, not those eating hamburger and a gallon of Coke every blessed day, because life is very good. That is why I respect our people in Malaysia. I respect those of you in Thailand. I respect those of you in Singapore, those in Indonesia, those in Philippines, those of you in Russia, those of you in India, those of you in Ukraine. Something marvelous is going to happen via Ukraine very shortly. We are telling all of you that what you are doing is excellent. Through you people, Biafra is going to come. Those of us in the West, some of them, not me, and the board which I direct, some of our people here are lost. It is up to you people that will make it possible for us to enter into our kingdom called Biafra. Thank you very much and God bless you. Barrister Mamezu, are you with me? Is Barrister Mamezu with me?
No, he's not with me. He is not. The phones are going off everywhere. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
This is Chikwendo from Sweden.
Chikwendo from Sweden. The time now here in London is 9 p.m. Please go ahead and say what you like to say. This is Radio Biafra.
I just want to know one thing. This man called Mekanyo, is it an Igbo man? Because I heard that his wife is Yoruba. So, and if you listen very well the way he sounded, I don't think that man really has an Igbo blood, because he is supposed to check his family and everything about him, where they come from, because he doesn't sound like an Igbo man. I mean, since he's been a Commonwealth Secretary General, whatever the title they give to him, he hasn't sound like a true son of Igbo man. He hasn't even stand up for Igbos, because it is thought that Nigeria will not break up in 2015 or whatever he's dreaming of. He never sounded like an Igbo man, and he will never be an Igbo man. So I just want to know, my calling is just to know if this man really is it an Igbo man, because his wife is a Yoruba, which any person that is a politician or whatever you call himself that is an Igbo man or who have an Igbo goodness in heart will never let Igbo land to go and marry people that help and kill where 3 million of Igbo. So my question is, I want to know if this man called a Mekanyoku, is it an Igbo man or Hausa man or Yoruba man? So I just want to know if he is an Igbo man.
He is a human being. He's a man answering to an Igbo name.
Okay.
That is all I can say. He is a man who has an Igbo name. If he's an Igbo man, I don't know. There's a difference between somebody. There's a difference between a man answering to an Igbo name and an Igbo man. Those two are different things. I don't think he is. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Barrister Mamezu has rejoined us that this is Radio Biafra. Barrister, you've listened to a lot, I presume. Is that correct? Barrister Mamezu, are you with me? Is Barrister Mamezu with me? I don't think he is. Let us go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm calling from Australia. This is Okezie.
Okezie Ogu from Australia, the host of Radio Biafra in Sydney, and also the leader of Biafra Alliance in Australia. We have received your message. We acknowledge it. You gave £1,000 towards the purchase of the transmitter. You have been doing so well in the past also. You have supported every travel that Radio Biafra has made out of this place. You are a true Biafran, and it is a privilege to have you on Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Just to thank you again for the good work you are doing. God knows how Biafrans have accepted you and how they are praying for you about your good job. And to encourage you in freedom fighting, you hear a lot of things. Like you are saying, somebody can say you slept with Peter B's wife. You hear a lot of things. And some of those things is what makes us to know that people are hearing us. But what makes us to know that we're existing. Nobody will leave his farm because of the weed. We continue to push.
Yes.
I find the Biafra existence, I find Biafra actualization we're going to come.
Exactly.
And what I also want to tell every Biafrans overseas, that there will be a stage where we'll be mandated to go home. When you watch in Syria today, a lot of people came from America, from UK, from US to go and fight in Syria because of what is going on. So anybody who is talking about Biafra, who is not ready to at a stage of one time to go home and face these people, the person should be getting ready. If we want Biafra, I always say we are on the court, which is going well. If we want Biafra, we pursue by all means. anybody who wants to study, for an example, whether the electricity or not, if there's no electricity, can still buy a candle and study. So we want Biafra. In any way, manner Biafra come, we want it, but you want Biafra to come. Just to thank all the editorial board, everybody on board, everybody who is contributing, those who have not contributing, we encourage you to do so. And it's not easy, the job we are doing. I always say have a rest. Always make sure you look after yourself, because with you, we go further, and you are doing a very good job. Thank you so much, and for your time, leaving your family, leaving your mother, putting them at risk. Only God will reward people in certain things they do. The thanking of human beings are not enough to reward them. But I encourage everybody to contribute more towards the radio. I encourage people to come on board. I encourage people to talk about Biafra at your work, anywhere you are. Talk about Biafra. Where I work, people know me as a Biafra. When you address me as a Nigerian, I get angry. I'm a citizen of so many countries. But I tell people, I am forced to be a Nigerian. I'm a Biafran. I was existing before these people came. That is me.
Exactly.
Even when I went to on Australia to take my citizenship, I told them, I'm a Biafran. I'm a Nigerian by force. The lady understood me very, very well. She took even a special picture with me. So when you talk about Biafra, you are sending a message everywhere. But I'm very, very happy that things are beginning to shape up.
Of course.
The new app of the Radio Biafra, things are beginning to shape up. We are on the international now. People are knowing us very well.
Of course they do.
And some people as well, who are not in line with the new modern way of fighting Biafra, I begin to recognize. And as time goes, every other Biafran group will come together, and we shall form a formidable army, and Biafra will exist.
Of course.
Thank you so much for whatever everybody is doing. And I pray to God we keep fighting. Our transmitter will come. The enemy will not laugh at us. And another final thing I want to say, if people told Audios of Kailo that they know where his house is in Lagos, you will not know. The Igbos are the problem of ourselves. Our Igbo people, if we say we need Biafra today, Biafra will come.
Yes, no.
We are the problem of ourselves. But let me tell people, our governors, our brothers, we steal our money to go South Africa and buy houses. We know where they are. They should remember what happened in Norway, the time of Tokoto. We need an uprising. These people, politicians, they are not bigger than Mubarak, they are not bigger than them. They should start shaping their tongue. They should start learning a lesson from their past. What happened in our day time for Otokoto should teach everybody a lesson. Our people, their cup is getting overfull. Our people are not happy again. The youth are not happy. We know where the houses are. We know where the children, the school. Those intelligent reports, they are coming. So let us not think they are carrying our money, coming over, they are going to sell us. When we start, they run. But I'm so sorry for their families, for their children, for their wives, so that they will not participate in whatever bad seed their father have sown. So I'm telling them, please, no time is late to change. Know that you are selling your brother's heart. They are being killed every day. We know where your properties are. We know where your bank accounts are. Those things are very easy. The world has grown. If somebody tell Gaddafi that his money he left in South Africa, that a member of an ANC will resign from ANC and tell them that Gaddafi has such amount of money there, he will not believe it. So we know all these things. They take our money to America. They take our money to the UK. They take our money to South Africa. They use their borders to buy a house.
when the apartheid is started, not only going to start in Nigeria, it's going to start overseas also. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. That was Okezie Ogu, the principal host of Radio Biafra in Sydney, in Australia, and a great supporter of Radio Biafra as well in more ways than one. Thank you very much for calling us. We have Barrister Mamezu, I presume. Is Barrister Mamezu with me?
Yes, Director.
You're there. Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Following on from the last speaker, it is obvious, I think it's still on the point of what we've been discussing today on Emeka Anioko, who thinks that because he's got his interest somewhere, therefore Nigeria should carry on victimizing the Afrans. Nigeria should carry on as business as usual, while people are dying in the north and we are being deported and all the rubbish that is meted to us should carry on. Well, majority of people who are speaking, that is what I said earlier, that it's only a few minority who are enjoying the Nigerian proceeds, while majority of the rest are suffering and still in bondage. Well, remember what the OKC says briefly about South Africa and Gaddafi. So whoever that is enjoying whatever they're enjoying at this moment in time, time will come when they will abandon all those things in order to reconcile with themselves or reconcile with the society. So, Director, I'm standing by and carry on listening to others and hear their views.
Thank you. Very brief and succinct, as always. Very brief and succinct, as always. That this is Radio Biafra. Yes, Carol, what do you make of what you're hearing so far?
Yes, I love that he went to the Australians and told them, I'm not Nigerian, I'm Biafra. The same as the sister said, that she's not Nigerian, she's Biafran. And that's the way forward. I keep going up to people here and I ask them, you know, where are you from? And they say they're from Nigeria. So, and then I ask them where. And then they tell me they're from Biafra. I say, well, why are you telling me you're from Nigeria then? You're not. You're from Biafra. Stand for yourself. And, you know, like the sister said, God needs to put a light on what's going on down there. And that's what we've done. We've put a light on this. And, you know, we've started to see the effects that we've had by being on the internet. You know, we've seen the funds released by Peter Obi of the agricultural funds today. We know that the churches, you know, are being affected now. They've seen that they're taking the money. Imagine what we'd do with a transmitter.
A lot.
Like the caller said the other day, I know my left hand and my right hand. I love that expression.
Yes, and me too. This is Radio Biafra, please, your name and where you are calling from.
Nandi, good evening. It's Mr. Isaac from South Africa.
Yes, go ahead.
Nandi.
Yes.
I was hearing you congratulating Achiku, I was not happy.
I am not congratulating him. I cannot congratulate him. I said that I acknowledge that he has come out to say what he said. And for the avoidance of doubt, it is important that we repeat what Achiku Denwa said so that you can then begin to appreciate what I said and put it in its rightful context. What he said is this. Let me read this, please, my brother. No one gives you power. You must demand for it, and you must fight for it. From a former governor of Imo State, I have never heard a governor speak this way before. I don't like him. I mentioned it, that he killed MASOP members. I'm not happy with him because of that. Please go ahead.
Okay, so because I was one of the 36 MASOP members he detained in the police station.
Yes.
I didn't even see anything good about that man. That man is a devil. Maybe the way we want to go for the presidency. I don't see anything comes good for to that man. That man, even in his word, the one he said, even his good morning is a lie. His good morning, I must even check it in any way to make sure. I don't know how I will put it. That man became me during MASOP. I was among 36 MASOP members. He's among the people. If we say we're going to wipe out, even all Joseph and Co, he killed many MASOP members.
He did.
I'm not happy with that man. That man will not leave. He just stole money now he's trying to say something so that people will come back. You know, I don't abide those words he's saying there. He's a devil himself.
I agree with you.
After devil is him. Or him before devil.
I agree.
Yeah, that is nothing good comes to any Nigerian politician.
That is correct.
All of them, from south-south-southeast, from even to president, the one that presented the zoo, right now, all of them, they are the same.
They are the same thing.
There is nothing good.
Can I ask you a question? If that is the case, okay, what should we do to any Biafran campaigning for these people, if that is the case?
That is another thing. So yesterday, those people that call themselves Masop people that are campaigning for Nigerian government, they are fools. They are also among the zoo. They are also among the people that maybe check them and check the use the DNA test to find out if they are from real blood. They've got a real blood for evil people. I don't think so. That person is a Biafran. You cannot wear the dress from freedom fighter. You say you are comparing for your enemy. There is no way you can do so.
Then you people should prepare yourselves on Sunday, because there will be an earthquake on Sunday. Prepare yourselves. You go to Radio Biafra website and you shall see what we are talking about. You will see what we have seen. So that any time we speak, anyway, even what people listen to us, don't care if people listen or not.
Let me tell you something. Since last night, I didn't sleep well. I never sleep well since I heard about that kind of word. I never sleep well. I was very angry. If it's something like to plant a bomb to wipe all of them out, I can do it. Use myself to clear all of them, even among all the old presidents, all the old governors. There, I don't abide any single thing they say. When he was in power, which also is occurring during their regime, they are the ones that are killing us, sending more soldiers, giving them a shirt, a dress like a Mapo. They give them a shirt, dress like a Mapo. They wear Mapo uniform to come and shoot us. They are all soldiers. They turn them like a Mapo. They bring in them, selling them the hideout, every hideout. People like that, Atikudo, are not supposed to open mouth and talk. Even when we get Biafra, people like them, their family, all of them, we're supposed to do something about them, because they have already waste blood. They have already killed a lot of people. We tell them people who are supposed to work for Biafra, they kill many people.
My brother, I asked you a question and I'll ask you that question again. A very simple question. What shall we do to people in freedom fighting campaigning for politicians in Nigeria? Simple question.
That's we must do something about them. I don't want anything with them. I don't want this Radio Biafra to become like my sub issue. If it's something we're gonna fight after, we're gonna lose it again. I don't want to be in that association anymore, because I fight. Even all my family was even, they don't want to talk to me. Nobody wants to talk to me because of fighting for Biafra issue. Then I try to make them to understand. My father fought for the war. And
Isaac, I'll ask you that same question for the final time. If we discover that there are freedom fighters using the name of Biafra, or the cover of Biafra, or the legitimacy of Biafra to campaign for politicians in Nigeria, what should we do to them?
We must send them to exile.
Thank you very much and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We will go to take this call. Do we have a caller on the line? No, we don't. Give us your name and where you are. No. Somebody else is on the line, please. Christian, remain where you are. That this is Radio Biafra. We have somebody calling us. That is the problem that we are having. And because of that, that person is making life difficult for us. Are you still there, please?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, sir. I'm hearing you.
Give us your name and where you are, because this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Christian Nwago Nwafibo. And I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Ukrainians are great people from what we are experiencing. They will play a very pivotal role in this very struggle. Please go ahead.
So my friend told me about everything about this Biafra, Daniel Ike, Daniel Udohim. So why I'm calling now, I just want to, you know, thank you for hard working. You are a great man. When I saw your speech, it made me to remember Ojukwu, the late Ojukwu. Are you hearing me?
The whole world is hearing you as well. Thank you very much. So, I am humbled. Thank you very much.
You are a great man. I like your work. I like your outing. But I want to remind you that you are not alone. You yes. are a typical Igbo man. I'm going to back you. So, what I want to say now that I'm very angry about Hausa, mainly Hausa the Yoruba. So I live at Kano 14 years. So even during all this riot, fucking riot, I kill many of them, outside people. I'm not angry. I will say it, even if I come to Nigeria, I will say it openly. And I'm going to kill more. I'm going to kill more. I will not keep quiet. All these things that they are doing, Igbo people, should stop. We have to get this Biafra, get the, you know, inner carcass of Biafra. We cannot keep quiet. Any work, anything I would do to make sure that Biafra must exist. In anything, even to fist bump to my body, to go and kill, especially Babangida and Buhari, I would do it. I would sacrifice myself. I'm very angry. So today is my first time. I'm very angry. I will be calling every day. Even I'm telling one of my brother, any place you see Hausa man in Igbo land, try to kill him. That's my own duty, and I will do it. And any time, I promise, if I come back to Nigeria, oh my God, any Hausa man that I saw, even, you know, that especially Owerri, and God will punish that Oju Sokalo and the other useless Anambra governor. God will punish them. They will not succeed. They are selling Igbos out. God will pay them back according to what evil they are doing. But I promise Hausa people, in December, I'm coming there. I promise I'll finish maybe 10 of them. So these Yoruba people that are using them, all of them, they will not succeed. God will push all of them down. Igbo must rise. Biafra must rise in Jesus' name.
Amen. I say amen to that. This, amen.
So
amen.
Any support. In short, if I go to Nigeria, because my father said, any dog with a bite, let them back. So I cannot permit everything now. But by the grace of God, if I reach Nigeria, oh my God, let Hausa people at village or this east, let them go back. Because secretly, in the night, I'm going to go through with them. Because this thing is getting too much.
It's getting
all this our. But what I want to ask now, where is all these our legends? Since Ojukwu left, Ojukwu died. Mm-hmm. I don't hear anything. We don't have any legend again. We just have fools there. Fools that are selling us to outside people.
You have Radio Biafra. Radio yes. Biafra is here. This thing you're saying now is going to the whole world. So yeah. That the world may know how angry we are. We are not killers. We don't want to go and kill anybody. But they are killing us. We cannot defend ourselves. What we are saying is that give us the means. You will see what will happen. Give us the means. Our people will see it. We don't believe in Biafra is coming in the next 30 years. Let's wait for Obama. Obama is flying an aircraft. He's coming. And then after that, let's go and see Ban Ki-moon. Bunkum. We are not taking permission from anybody. That very land we are looking at was given to us by God himself. God placed us there. There was nobody there before we came. So nobody can say we stole their land. There was nobody there. We came, we descended directly from heaven itself to where we are today. We did not migrate from anywhere. We did not, We have been there from time immemorial. We didn't come from anywhere. And for somebody to come and tell me in my own land, for me to be free, I have to go and submit this paper. I have to go and do that. I have to go and sign signature. Before Frederick Lugard came and took my land to give to Nigeria, did I sign any document with him? The answer is no. Did he seek my permission?
before taking my land into the Zoological Republic? The answer is no. Why should I go to them to beg them? Before you can leave, you tell Nigeria this and you tell Nigeria that. Thank you very much for coming.
It's getting too much. Even the other day, I'm going back to Nigeria when January. So the immigration man asked me, where are you from and who are you? I said, from Biafra. He said, what? I said, from Biafra. I'm bold to say it. If they want to kill me, let them kill me. I said, from Biafra. So this thing is getting too much. And we are not going to take any nonsense from them again.
This is
so this is me, Christian Nwago. I'm ready. I'm ready. Anytime I go back to Nigeria, if they like, they kidnap my sister when I come back to Nigeria. But the results, I solve the problem. But this is over. Now I know what is going on. But this Biafra must exist. Whether they like it or not, Biafra must rise.
Amen.
But it's pain me since Ojukwu died. We don't have... I respect this Owasrika, but after I withdraw my respect, he betray us. And he's going to pay for it. Shame unto him. A Igbo man, they are all fucking up. Why all this nonsense? If they see a little money, then we just sell their brothers and sisters up. Which is not... Who is Hausa people?
Thank you very much.
In Hausa land, nothing like English language. They went to Europe with a scholarship. After they come back, start ruling Igbo. Igbo people who suffer, read with intelligence and anything, everything. God will punish them. Igbo must rise. Biafra must exist in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. We shall get in touch with you. Our people must understand. Some people don't know this, but they must know that those who are going to fight for Biafra are going to be very brave people. Very, very brave. I don't know if people are conversant with the history of the formation of the State of Israel. It is a compulsory reading. Some of us are very lazy. We don't read anymore. Everybody need to go and study how the State of Israel was founded, because it will provide a lesson for all of us. Let's take this call and then I will tell you what I learned from it myself. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Please be kind enough to give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening,
Mr.
Good evening. Frank from Sao Tome and Principe.
From Sao Tome and Principe, a tiny island off the coast of West Africa. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
I appreciate your work. To tell you that I have here about 100 of them to keep listening to Radio Biafra.
That's good.
And I must continue to do so. So, sir, I want to comment on this idiot called Emeka Nwoko. Emeka Nwoko is speaking on his own behalf. That is a personal comment. And the press should not cause into a kind of trying to say that he's trying to intimidate us. Because his threat is nothing. He's nobody. And that is my contribution, sir.
Thank you very much from Sao Tome and Principe. From Sao Tome, Radio Biafra indeed gets to every part of the world. People must know that this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We are broadcasting from London. Hello?
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 Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia.
What is your name?
My name is Chiku Emeka.
And your surname?
Ugu.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, just very happy to hear about this news about Biafra, you know. And it's a kind of something that they have to pull it out so that everybody will hear about it. And I'm very happy to hear that this is going in a way that people like Igbos that in abroad, we try to back this up, you know. And I'm ready for anything.
Have you joined the group in Malaysia? Have you joined them? Do you know Ike Chukwu Enyeago?
Yeah, Ike Chukwu Enyeago, because I just arrived in Malaysia 3 days ago from US.
Okay, you left US for Malaysia. We want you to join our people. Malaysia is our stronghold. You have to join the Biafran family in Malaysia as quickly as possible.
Your name is here. I am going to, in fact, I want you to add Ike Nyago on your Skype, please. Ike.Nyago.
Okay. I'll do that right now.
Do that immediately and be part of the family. And thank you for calling. Yes, Carol.
Yeah, it's nice to hear the man say that it is just the Emeka's personal opinion that it cannot be one Nigeria.
Yes, your
microphone has a problem.
Yes, please.
It's okay.
No, it's not. It needs to be changed, and we'll try and do that later.
Okay.
It's not performing very well. Our microphone is not performing very well. It shall be changed. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, the time is just gone 9:30 p.m. here in London. We are here to serve you. We are here to bring you the truth that they have hidden from you. Eziokwu na agbako onwa, the truth they hid from you, we are here to bring it to you so that you may know the truth, and that truth is going to set you free, because this is Radio Biafra. We do not lie. Anyana hekwu ase, we don't lie. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Please, wherever you are, try and be a little bit patient with us, because we are going to get to you one after the other. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. They cannot hear me. Let us go back to the line. We have Obiora waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know why they call us and they won't say anything. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, and my name is Godwin Ezekwere. I'm calling from Germany.
Godwin from Germany, go ahead. We are all listening.
Yeah, I just want to say something about this foolish idiot called Emeka Anyaoku, or Emeka Anyaoku Nigeria Limited. I don't know which one he chooses to be. You know, that guy, for him to come out and say that the Igbos cannot have the presidency, and he was the Commonwealth Secretary. What has he done for the Igbos? That man is a foolish man. In fact, he's not an Igbo man. He's not an Igbo man. And those oil, all these people, you know, one day they will give account, both him, Peter Obi, Rocha Sokorocha, Atiku Denwa, and so there are many of them. These people, they have to leave our land, because we have suffered a lot in their hand, and we cannot continue. We've had enough. They killed our brothers and sisters, 8.5 million people, and nobody is talking. And these people, they continue killing us up to date, and nobody is saying anything about it. All their own is to go to Abuja and collect money.
All money. Everything is money. Ego.
All their own money. All their own is to go to Abuja and collect money. And again, Mossop. People are talking about Mossop. Nobody should say anything. Mossop, they are dirty. They are dirty. Their hands are soiled with blood. Because what we start? Do we start from the people who gave passport and they went to Cotonou border and all of them were killed? We talk about Zuliva, the people that they killed, and the Mossop cannot wake up and stand up and say anything about this. What are we talking about? Do we talk about brothers who are in mortuaries and nobody saying anything about it? Do we talk about Kanu bombings? The first one, the second one, and this thing continues every day and night, and nobody saying anything about it. What are we looking for? But I told you the one thing. My grandfather died because of their wickedness. All these people, my father died because of their wickedness. And I told you the one thing. We are going to do it, and I will die with them. And if I must die with them, then we know that somebody died with them. It is not going to be an easy
easy thing, but we are going to do it. We will die if they don't leave us alone to go. If they don't leave Biafra to go, then all of Nigeria and Biafra and everything around it will go down. That is the way we are going to do it.
Huh? Yes, thank you very much, my dear brother. And they know it. If they doubt our resolve, they should listen to our people. We are not running from our land. We are going to mount our transmitter on our land. Ala Chineke Nanyaranye, not given to us by any man. We'll put it there. They will send the enemies of the people to come after us. That is true. Of course, they will do it. It's their job to do so. And we will confront them. As soon as they come, we will defeat them. Boko Haram is very stupid. They are going and bombing mosques and churches and whatever. If they destroy our property, God is our witness, and we say to the hearing of the whole world, because this is Radio Biafra, listened to in every country by various governments. If they try to touch any of our people or destroy our mast, the entire edifice of Nigeria will crumble. We'll bring it down. We will not bomb churches or mosques. We know where we'll go, and that place they go to sit and share money, we'll bring it down. Anything they want, we'll give them. Because our people are so stupid and the movement for Biafra so corrupt that this would have been a very good time for us to open up an offensive in the South to make sure, because no army can fight on two fronts. People don't know that. Nigerian army cannot face Boko Haram in the North and face the same insurgency in the South. They will crumble. People don't know that. Instead, we are campaigning for politicians looking for crumbs from the table to eat. That this is where true Biafra resides. People who are brave. We tell you something before we do it. So when it happens, you will say they said so. It's not accident. It's not by chance. They told you and they did it. Our app is out, which is our trigger. The main warhead is coming, which is the transmitter. When we mount it, then the world will know we've arrived. So that we can tell the whole world that for every one suicide bomber in Boko Haram, we have 10. Up to 50 waiting in the villages, waiting for this clarion call from this very radio station that belongs to the people. These are only people comfortable outside the zoo, telling you what they can do. Not when the time comes. Oh, but nobody told us. We didn't foresee it. We will tell you, we'll warn you before we come, because we're not cowards. We don't fight like cowards. Let's go to the line and take this call and see who is there. Let us go and see who is waiting on the call. Are you there now? The caller on Skype, can you speak to us, please? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, hello. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
This is Obiora. I'm calling from Senegal.
Obiora from Senegal. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. So, what I want to contribute on this issue is that people are busy blaming our politicians, blaming P2B, blaming Lucas, and also blaming other of our sons. But the main blame must go to Ojukwu himself, because Ojukwu is the one that put P2B there. And Ojukwu knows everything that P2B was doing. Even myself himself, even Wazirike, Ojukwu was the one that installed Wazirike. Wherever Ojukwu is going, Wazirike is going with him. Whenever P2B is going, Ojukwu is going with him. So today Ojukwu is no more, and people started blaming Mazop leader, blaming this P2B. This blame cannot help us in any way. For we to start condemning these people, it does not help us in any way. But what we can do is to set our plan, fight for our freedom on our own, not based in anybody. The man who is fighting for freedom of Scotland is not based in anybody. Have you seen him coming out condemning people? No. He's busy fighting what he's fighting. So I believe that we should fight what we believe for. Not be always blaming people, blaming people around. They cannot help in any way. And again, when you take a look at the way we fight this struggle before Ojukwu himself, there were so many errors. Those so many errors, even in the face of international community, they were not regarded as anything. Those so many errors, let us put those so many errors that Ojukwu committed aside, or P2B committed aside, and look forward
and we fight for what we are fighting for. When we get people convinced, then we will get different. But without getting people convinced, we cannot get different. Even when it was looking for 30 strong brethren, the way he was talking, people believed him so much. The way he was fighting, and he was fighting like someone that was fighting with all his heart, but after all of a sudden, he changed. So, human beings is what we change at any time. So, but let us believe what we believe for, be prayerful, and be fighting for this strong brethren. By the grace of God, we shall have it. I believe everything, even when I was started, was busy saying that nobody from the South will become president. It happened that Biafra died. So something can happen at any time. When God decides, nobody can stop Biafra. When God decides, nobody can stop Biafra. But as we are just a human beings, we will keep on trying our best. So that is my contribution, dear. Let us stop blaming people around. Because if we want to blame, we must blame our leader. Our leaders. Who failed? Because you cannot, it's like you made an attempt and failed. Who would you blame? You blame yourself for failing there for the attempt.
Can I thank you very much for what you have just said?
Yes.
You said we should blame our leaders, and that is what we are doing. Those who said they are leading us, we are blaming them. You also said let us blame our leaders, and that's what. And then you, on the other hand, you're saying
the leader is Ojukwu himself, whom his wife is now ambassador to Spain. Who are busy fighting for Biafra, and the wife is now enjoying with the federal government. So how would you? It's what I'm saying. So we must blame this man Ojukwu himself.
No, that is a mistake we seem to be making. Is that Ojukwu, as our leader, was sitting down and people come to him. As you rightfully said, you said when Owasurike started, he was of good intention. You said he was going to Ojukwu. Ojukwu saw the same good intention in him and continued with him. Ojukwu, his health started failing. You don't expect him to grasp everything that is happening around him. It's what they tell him that Ojukwu rely on advisors. He's a leader. He has advisors. Is what when do people go and bribe those advisors to say, go and tell our leader so and so sweet thing? They will go and tell them something, because that is where money rules. But one thing, regardless of what you may say, with the benefit of hindsight, a lot of things went wrong. But we know this today, when Ojukwu was alive, Boko Haram did not have the metal to go and bomb churches and kill a mass. They never tried it. Because they knew this great man was alive. It was only when he died that they started. So that goes to show that there was something very unique about him. About the issue of P2B, people must understand this. It wasn't only Ojukwu that fell for P2B. We did. You know, we have been very, very unfortunate. We fell for the same scam when they came here. I said it's for Igbo. That Abga is the Igbo version of Masop looking for Biafra. On the other side, Masop was doing its own thing. Everybody followed them and said, oh, wonderful, it's a very good thing. I'm not going to lie to you. I was the chairman of ABGA in the United Kingdom and Europe.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so that was what they told us. We all sat together and said, this is it. We get the 5 states, we do this. We said, okay, let's follow them then. I remember asking our dear leader, the general himself, His Excellency. I said to him, which cast iron guarantee can you give us? He said to me, is scornfully, how can you ask me? It is my word, I'm giving it to you. The time that Tim Menakaya, the former health minister, I don't know if you know Tim Menakaya, now member of the board of trustees of ABGA. Yes. Dr. Tim Menakaya came to London. I went and saw him and I said to him, Nanyuku, how about what we discussed before? I said to him, I'm giving you this letter to go and give to everybody who was present in our meeting in London. To let them understand that you people have failed us. I gave him a copy of the letter and I still have one today. In my capacity then. Because our people don't quite understand. We have served everybody. To see if there is one that is truthful. Worthy of following. Of course.
Yes, and your effort is good. Your effort is very good. And keep on working. To God we have mercy.
Thank you very much. We bless you.
Yes, if there is anything bad that you are doing, I will not fear to tell you here. So go wait.
Of course.
Because my thanks for that, and I don't fear anybody.
You come
I don't
here
hear what
you
say.
Come here and tell me. If you hear anything bad, come here and tell me.
So what I'm saying is that they told us that APGA is the Igbo party.
Yes.
Even I was even very happy.
Yes.
But out of a sudden, Ojukwu, who was contesting for president, dropped his political ambition for Goodluck. Did you understand? So when Goodluck win, even the P2B himself give Ojukwu son this commissioner. So all this, when you become freedom fighter, you don't need much in the country. You don't need to be contesting or even in the country that you are fighting for. That's it's true. Like you now being in land, going back to Abia State, contesting for governor. So what again are you
fighting for.
There is something, I wanted to say something before. There is something called cyanide. You operate with it as a freedom fighter. Rather than compromise, you kill yourself. That is what you're supposed to do. Because yes, you are not fighting for anything rather than honor. There is something called honor. You don't see it. It's the prestige you will, Inwe. Your pride and your honor. That is why you cannot stand alive and watch somebody rape your mother and your wife. You won't do it. You rather die. You rather you fight that thing and that thing kills you. So you don't stay alive to witness it. That is what is called honor. When you are a freedom fighter, you are fighting for honor. For honor and the dignity of your people. I don't mix with my enemies. I do not mix with my enemies. Nigeria is my enemy. I hate them with a passion. I despise Nigeria. I hate that place with a burning desire to destroy it completely, if I have the will and power to do so.
Yes.
All we are asking them to do, I have said this thing to you before, and I'll say it again to you today, all our listeners. Any day you hear me talk from the other side of the mouth about Nigeria, this, let's forget and be one and unite. I have said it before. Please kill me. I have written a will. If you want, I'll publish it. If I betray the struggle for Biafra and they kill me, let nobody be jailed for it or even tried, because I am a traitor and I deserve to die. How many of them can say this and defend it openly? They can't. That is why they can never be like us. That is why they can never be like Radio Biafra. The time is coming up to 14 minutes to 10 p.m. here in London. Our dear sister, Rita Anibuoko, called. We ask her to call back again. Rita Anibuoko, try and call us back. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We've lost them. We have lost them. We must try and get our dear sister back. We must try and get her back, please. Carol, is your equipment, is your microphone now working properly?
How does it sound, the microphone?
It still sounds very faulty, but we can make out what you're saying, please.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight with my faulty microphone. But firstly, I want to say that it's quite good that mass of members have been phoning in, because we've been condemned so much on Facebook, etc., for condemning Masob, but we haven't. We've condemned the leaders, and we've seen that tonight. We've had lots of Masob members phoning in and telling us the same thing, that it is gone corrupt. You know, so you've heard it from the horse's mouth, as they say. So anyway, that's me for tonight. I'm going to sign out. All right, so good night, everybody. Take care.
Thank you. It will help us if people don't talk about this anymore, please. We don't want to discuss this. Of course, we can draw inference from it. We can make reference to it in passing. But please, let us not concentrate or dwell on it. It will not help us at all. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are.
Yes, I'm calling from Kota.
Turn your system down. Turn it off. Turn your system off. If you turn it off, you call us back, please. Turn it off and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Chipadi Wuki. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, please go ahead. Sweden is calling us a lot tonight, and we're very happy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to commend you on your good work. And I was very, very annoyed when I heard that the was Rika and other people was there, and they allowed Nigerian people to use Nigerian flag to bury Ujubu. That is the highest humiliation they would have given the state of Biafra in the world, telling us that Ujubu fought for Biafra, but he died with Nigerian flag. That is very, very humiliating. Even when I saw his pictures in America or in Africa, I saw it with Biafra flag, not with Nigerian flag. So I was surprised when I heard you not saying that they buried with the Nigerian flag. That is unacceptable for me.
You see why propaganda is not good. You see why Okwa lies is never good. Because the truth always... Who told you Ojukwu was buried with... our people.
No, I didn't know the flag that is burying him.
It's Nigerian flag, green, white, green.
So because when I saw his pictures in America and Africa, because I saw it with the Biafran flag. So I was surprised that I heard none that he was buried with Nigerian flag.
Of course.
If they can honor him with Biafran flag outside and bring him back to the Biafran land, why must they change the flag again and use Nigerian? Is was looking out there? All these Igbo people, is not an Igbo person, are they not there? Why must they allow Nigeria to use Nigerian flag to bury him? Maybe you have to go bring him back again and bury him with Biafran flag, because it's unacceptable for people like me. I don't know about his family. If his family is he's happy with it, I don't know. But for me,
we have so many things to do when we get our country, including reburying our leader. If the family likes it or not, we'll rebury him and give him a proper Biafran burial. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Yes. Can you hear me?
I'm calling from Tata. Yes, I'm hearing you people. I'm calling from Tata.
And what is your name?
My name is Howard.
Your line is not very clear, I'm afraid. Not very clear. You may have to call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm Michael. I'm calling from Australia.
Michael from Australia. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I have nothing much to proceed. Just what I want to tell to give more my own intention about what is going on in Nigeria and in Biafra right now is that about the things that our politicians, our leaders have been doing today. They have been taking our people, killing our people, making a lot of havoc to our local masses. People are suffering for one thing or the other. Even I could remember what enticed me a lot about this Radio Biafra is that whenever I listen to, I see people commenting, people making a lot of their own people saying their opinion. So, but what I'm trying to say in effect is that people, mostly our Igbos, we are calling ourselves, Nigerians are taking us as one Nigerian, but whenever they come to outside, even here in abroad, they try to, our ambassadors in abroad here, they try to criticize us, maybe use a kind of discriminations. They will call you or maybe something like that will just happen. They will ask you, are you from Nigeria? You said, yeah, you are from Nigeria. They will ask you, what part of Nigeria? If you are with your brother, a fellow Nigerian will be an Hausa. Then they will ask you, are you Hausa or Igbo? You will say that you are Igbo. Your own case will be different. And the Hausa, your fellow Nigerian Hausa or Yoruba will be different. They will treat you as an Igbo man. Then they will treat the Hausa man as the Hausa man. So that is why sometimes I was asking myself, I just try to know, why is everything like this happening to us?
Hello, your line is off. It has cut. Your line is off. Thank you very much. Let's go and see. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, I'm calling from Tata. I'm able to be a our innocent.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something very, very, very clear concerning the last caller who blamed Ojukwu bitterly. I want to tell him that Ojukwu is not the problem we have. The problem.
Your line is very bad.
Our own floor.
Your line is poor. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. No, they can't hear us. They cannot hear us, please. Can you hear me? Somebody is calling on the line and they are clogging it up, so I can't even take the calls. I can't take it because there is a call on the background and that has to go. It has to go. It must go before we can afford to take any calls. Please. It has to go. Let's go back. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Emeka, what is your surname? Ahanna Gobogene.
Ahanna Mbochukulobe.
Ebeki Seputa.
Awumonyenewi.
Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, what I'm about to say is this, because I heard of the recent the Fulani people in Imo State with AK-47.
Please turn your system down. Turn it down because we can hear it. Turn your system down, please, if you may. Go ahead. It is not following what we are doing. next time when you call Radio Biafra, please, my dear brother, endeavor to turn your system off. Endeavor to turn it off. It's very, very important that you turn it off, please. Turn it off. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, although it will be very late of you, should you wish to join us this later, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to the end of the program. I have presented today's program with Barrister Mambezu, with also Carol Monday and Ucheme Fo. Please, we ask you to go out and tell your friends, tell your relatives, even tell our enemies about Biafra. Tell them what we are doing to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Tell them that what we are trying to do is to make sure we restore the kingdom of heaven back to this earth, because all we want is for the restoration of Biafra in truth and in honesty. Anything else is unacceptable. Anything else is completely unacceptable. Please, Barrister Mambezu, are you with me? Barrister Mambezu, are you with me?
I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead and bring this program to a close, if you may.
Well, Director, as usual, you have always maintained the same sincerity. You have maintained the same equanimity. And you will always direct us to the right way in pursuit of the restoration of Biafra. Everybody, wherever you are, east, west, north, south pole, wherever, we need your support, no matter how small it is. If not in cash, it must be in kind. Volunteer yourself for what you can do for our beloved country, the nation called Biafra. For all of us are going there. We are fed up with this zoological Nigeria. Therefore, we cannot wait any longer to assume and go back home. Wherever you are, we thank you for today's contribution. Tomorrow is another day. Do not forget to tune in 7 p.m. London time. We hope you have a very good night, and God bless Biafra, and God bless all of you. Thank you, Barrister Mambezu. Good night.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra. It will be a very good thing if our dear sister will be able to close, round up for me, actually, or be able to sign me off this very evening. We shall try to get hold of her. Once we are able to get hold of her, we shall invite her to try and round things up for us. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to a close. So you're going to give us, rather than me signing us off this evening from here in London, you will address the world and bring Radio Biafra transmission on this day, the 16th of August, to an end. Please go ahead.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. Beautiful country.
What happened? There is the zoo. They have struck. It is the zoo. It is saying here that we cannot reconnect. Our dear sister was addressing us and they cannot connect. It is the zoo, what they have done to us. Let us see if we can get her back. Please. We want Rita Anebuogu to please close our program for us this evening. We are like no other. Can you hear me?
Hello, brothers and sisters. Fellow Biafrans all over the world.
Are you listening to... We can hear you. Go ahead. We can hear you very well.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear me? No, I don't think we'll try and get it rectified. That is what happens to you when you are in a place called Nigeria. Nothing is ever reliable. It is atrocious. Thank you once again to all the great people of Biafra that listened to us. It is a pleasure serving you once again. Biafra is your country. And for that reason, and that reason alone, we ask for God's blessing on each and every one of you. But more importantly, God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.